Podcast, episode 84, Xboxes.
In this episode, we're going to talk about Minecraft, Walking Dead, Witcher 2, and some Assassin's Creed Revelations. Stay tuned.
All right, and we are back. And of course, yes, it is the Tiltcast.
That was really dramatic.
Yes.
You just held the record button for a while.
No, I noticed you looking, and I was like, am I going to let it up? Am I going to let it up? No.
I ask myself that every night.
So,
is Justin going to let me up?
Need some more duct tape.
Yeah. So, starting this off, of course, I'm Justin the Nasty Noss. And to my left, I have the Trinilope.
Hey.
And to my right, I have the Holly Badger.
Hello.
Hello.
And across from me, I have the Little Wonder. Victor. Yes,
Vicky.
Victor. Vicky?
My name is Vicky.
Suck it, bitch. A-hole.
Suck it. Victor is a long-time friend of mine.
This sounds like a life partnership here. So legally recognized.
Should we shake on that?
Well, yours or mine?
I don't know.
Well, I think that
we'll just dangle them under the table and see which one dunks first.
Well, I think that you're only living with me because he's living with Josh, and you're waiting for Josh to move out and I to move out, so you guys can finally, you know, hook up.
We can Germanize together.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent.
The roarness.
Excellent.
Anal pulverization.
Oh, God. That'll be much Vaseline and mopping.
Yeah.
Gross.
The messes will be great.
I thought you were talking about our Legos.
Yes, Legos.
Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. So, last week was a little crazy. Everything fell apart, and me and Trent were like, you know what? Fuck it all. We're going to record an episode, and so we did. This week, what are we calling him? Will Dobakeen is...
Yeah, Will Dobakeen.
Will Dobakeen is off doing things, and he had his son tonight and couldn't make it out, and obviously we want him to take care of his son. So, and we've been trying to get Victor on here for a while, and now we do. So, we still have four.
Woot.
Yes. So, anyways, tonight we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, of course.
Tonight.
I think I'm stumbling over words because I've had a Red Bull, and I'm working on energy drink, and I have a beer to try to mellow it out. Try to balance the scales a little bit.
His heart's about to reach like hummingbirds.
it's just fluttering. But no Guinness yet. But yeah, we'll be talking about some games tonight. And if you're new to the show, of course, we talk about that here in a little bit. So starting off, hey Holly.
Yeah.
What you been up to?
I've been working two jobs.
Running.
I went running at like 9:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
That is kind of. You're up at that time in the morning?
I am now. Because I've been waking up at like 8 o'clock every morning, like 4 days a week, so I just...
What happened to waking up at like 2?
I got a second job. I have to be there at 9:30 in the morning now, so it's just, I don't know.
You run into the park back here?
I run on Riverside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's probably
like 3.5 to 4 miles.
Probably safer, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know.
That park gets kind of creepy early in the morning and kind of creepy late at night. So, just saying.
Yeah, I stay on Riverside. There are a lot of people there.
I mean, you're short enough that somebody could reach out of the bushes and grab you, and nobody would know any difference.
It's like a crow could fly down and pick her up.
I know. So. You got to watch out for the eagles because they're hunting. They're hunting, you know.
No.
No, I did that, and I've been planning like a float trip for people that I work with, but it hasn't been going over that well.
Yeah, why is that?
Because no one says anything. Like I've got a Facebook thing, like a Facebook event set up for it, and I'm trying to ask questions and figure out what people want to do. But they just don't respond. They're not letting me know anything. So it's just like, oh, it's just really
kinda
irritating.
Like
yeah. It's
clients,
irritating.
Clients
so I'm thinking about.
Don't let you know anything.
I'm thinking about just making it kind of like a free for all. Like if you want to invite whoever you want, then you can. But
you should just do that.
They need to pay for themselves, and you need to bring your own shit. I'm not going to supply alcohol or food for you anymore.
Well, you shouldn't. It's a float trip. It is a free-for-all.
Well,
it's
no,
like camping.
That's what I was going to do because it was only supposed to be, like, you know, 15 or so people. They were going to pay me, like, everything in advance. But then I was still going to end up paying, like, $200 to $300 out of pocket, out of my own money, just to supply, like, all the food and a little more alcohol.
Jesus.
But if they're not saying anything, then I feel like, why should I go through the effort to do this for you if you guys aren't, you know, answering simple questions?
Well,
so
you wouldn't
I'll
want to
invite,
buy all that shit.
Yeah, so it's like, I'll invite whoever I want, you invite whoever you want, you know whenever we're leaving, you know what we're doing, so you can be there or not.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
You sound kind of bitter.
I am, but it's I'm going either way, and it's going to be fun either way, so I would kind of prefer to invite whoever I want anyway.
Until they all get out there and they start yelling at you, going like, why didn't you buy any food? We're going to starve to death. Like,
well, you know what? I told you guys.
Yeah.
And then, no one listened, so.
And then they realize you're the shortest person there, so you're probably the easiest to cook.
With
the
kill
and cook.
Yeah, but I wouldn't give that much meat.
Nah, they don't need that much.
Wouldn't be worth it.
The badger's got a bite.
Cut a little pieces off your ass and just kind of sit there and munch on
it. Have you seen my ass?
Have you ever seen alive?
Yes.
So.
My ass is not...
It didn't take much.
Just
my
caught
ass
it.
Is not very large. It's not... It would feed a small child.
It
That's
looks
probably
like a small
it.
Child.
I know.
I've been known to have the appetite of a small child. Fancy that.
Nice.
I might be in some, you know, mood for some ass eating. You know, small child.
So salads aside,
oh,
anything
yes.
else?
No, that's pretty much it. I'm boring.
All right, Trent, what about you?
Work as usual. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Played some Batman Arkham City. Bought that on PC because it was on sale. Went ahead and picked up Alan Wake on PC as well since it was on sale. So
right on.
Haven't played that one yet. So
we went out to a bocce restaurant last night.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, for my friend's birthday.
Not
so.
Mine.
Hmm?
I said, not mine.
Well, you can blame Vanessa for that.
Didn't I come to your birthday thing?
Yeah, we spent a lot of money going to your birthday last time.
Yeah,
I
was about to say, bitch.
I know.
Also, I went to eat hibachi with you one night at random, and that was like a $40 venture right there. So, yeah.
It's good food, though.
Suck it. No, I had sushi, so I was just like,
I had steak. Sushi. Because, yeah, it's good.
Yeah. But, yeah, we did that last night, and, made it an early evening, so
yeah, it was fun. And then we speaking of that, we should just say, just throw it out there, happy birthday, Vanessa. It's fun.
Yeah,
no,
happy
bitch
birthday.
Doesn't deserve that. No, I'm just kidding.
She's like your best friend, you asshole.
Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, Vanessa.
She can take it.
Yeah, she can.
Yeah, she can take it. Real good. Yeah.
So anyway, so that's pretty much it.
Well, I did that. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Didn't you work on an article or?
Well, I know I got interviewed for that article over Tiltcast and Home Recording, so
yeah. You guys got a? Is it a web article or is it?
No, it's gonna be print.
So it's nothing somebody can look up online then, right?
No, not right now. Not right now.
When do you know when the article goes up?
As soon as I get finished putting together the entire fucking magazine, because that's kind of like on me to do the whole fucking thing. Because Brian's been busy. I think he's finally caught up. So, I like that one. So I'm showing him that Bugatti thing.
The Bugatti plan?
Well, for those, if anybody out there doesn't know what Bugatti is, they're a car company that made sports cars way back up until
Volkswagen.
Well,
they make really high-priced sports cars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Veyron.
Yeah,
Veyron's like $1.5 million.
Yeah.
Isn't that what I was driving on Split Second?
Probably.
Maybe,
yeah.
1,000 horsepower nasty mobile.
Yeah. Volkswagen purchased them up like some time ago. But back in the 30s, they were working on an actual Bugatti plane, which was really, that's the plane. I mean, it's sweet as hell looking with the cool, you know, split fin on the back and everything. It's really sweet. And it was being built in France. And then the Germans came in and the warehouse basically got locked up and people forgot about it. And it never got finished. And it was being designed and built to be the speed record for for single rotor planes, and it sold for I think like $43 million when they found it and stuff and pulled it out. It finally sold for $43 million. There's a guy here in Tulsa who's doing the Bugatti Project 100 because it's the Bugatti Model 100 plane. He's building another one here in Tulsa, and it's fantastic. So that's one of my prospect clients that I'm loving working with because it's all aeronautics and design and all that. And
you get some really cool designs out of that.
Yeah, not just that, but it's like retro, like 40s, 50s, and 60s design work. So because the plane was in the 30s, so everything's got this nice kind of 1930s, like Art Deco kind of feel. And I love schematics and aeronautics. So, but yeah, the interview, I do have some snippets.
Yeah, you can say some of those. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Let's see here. I built this thing from the ground up myself. No one helped me.
Oh.
And all those fuckers that are on the show with me can burn in hell. Especially that one douchebag we brought on tonight, Vic.
Yes.
Who's hung like a gnat. Anyway, the question was, so basically, whatever the cost of host... No, fuck that. They asked, does it cost anything to podcast? And I'll read this one really quick, because this one, I went in off that subject, because I wanted to say a few things for people who are looking to actually make websites. And I was like, it's really a matter of if you want to make your own website. There are places you can upload for free, but we didn't waste our time looking into that because the bandwidth was kind of eh. We needed a large amount of bandwidth, so we go through GoDaddy with unlimited bandwidth. having our own site has been a serious blessing. It has paid off more to have total control over the look and feel of our site than to rely on someone else's template or vision. We're lucky when it came to podcasting. We have a very good show that within 1 year we had a huge following. By 2 years we doubled that. Fortunately, we met a lot of really great people, and we have a sister cast now in Canada, a group of guys who listened to us and really like what we did. So we gave them their own thing. So we're the Tiltcast, and they're the Royal Canadian Tiltsmen, and they're Canadian humor, so take it or leave it. And there's nothing... So there's another group that is called Extra Play, who liked us enough that they host us on their site as well. There's a little throughout Detroit. So we're listed on five different sites, five different places, I mean. And I didn't list them here, but that's basically iTunes, Zune, our website, Troy, and...
soon to be Stitcher.
Yeah. And then I said... then we have all other podcasts like TVGP, Carousel, BMF Cast, and No Quarters to listen to us and plug us. So you guys got some plug in a print article. There you go, guys. And I've also got all your logos that's going to be printed with it, with web addresses.
Nice.
So,
awesome.
Send me free shit. So, no, not really. But
the best.
No, actually, TVGP gave us free t-shirts.
Yeah, they did.
So.
Awesome.
We need some t-shirts, damn it.
Yeah.
I don't even know where mine is.
Yeah,
I use mine as a cum rag.
Yeah,
I'm just being honest. No.
I think Andrew took both of them.
Not really.
Not thinking, because the one that I had, they didn't really have small ones. So yeah. The one that they gave me was fairly large. So he probably just assumed it was his, and then ended up like taking it to his mom's or something like that. So
oh, yeah,
along with my Rage shirt and my Portal 2 shirt.
Oh, that Portal 2 shirt, that would piss me off.
Yeah.
Rage, I would just be kind of like, huh, you know.
Yeah.
I like
I still
shirt.
Have my Mortal Kombat shirt, though.
I do, too.
I like that one.
So I found my Half-Life shirt, the undead Lambda with the hand coming up. I forgot I even bought that shirt. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to wear that. And I put it somewhere, and I don't know where the fuck I put it. So I'm like, oh, I can't wear my Lambda shirt. Because I thought about it the other week. I was like, oh, I found that a few months ago. I went through all my hangers.
And you're like, where the fuck did it go?
And I got real frantic by the end because I put all the shitty shirts I don't wear at the end. I'm like, what the fuck? No! Because I think the last shirt was one that's got like, it's supposed to look like Argyle, but it has like cassette tapes all the way down the front.
Yeah.
I never wear that. An ex-girlfriend bought it for me, and I was like, oh, thanks.
I love
that's
it.
Cute.
I love it. I slept in it a lot, and that was about it, which means I use it as a cum rag.
It's probably where Holly's shirt is too, by the way. I'm going to check your laundry.
It's only because it smells like her.
It's like piece of hair every now and then.
It smells like mothballs
really
and poontang.
So, like grandma?
I smell good.
Yeah, my grandmother reeked of mothballs and pussy.
She got a lot of action in her later years.
It's like I come over to her house and smell like cookies and say, bitch, get that shit out of here. I want to smell some mothballs and pussy.
How dare you make me cookies?
Yeah.
You know what I like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Put the glade away. I want some mothballs and pussy. I wish we could name the episode mothballs pussy. Can we call mothballs and panani? Can we call it that? Or how about mothballs and vajayjay?
Poontang.
No, fuck vajayjay. We're not using that in anything.
Maybe
that's why I call Vanessa everyone. So I call her vajayjay.
Sure,
bad is too much. How about burgina? Mothballs and burgina.
What? Grigina?
Burgina. Like,
how about
like,
some butt-gina?
What are you looking at?
Vagina?
Yeah.
Then I'm like, wait, what was he talking about there?
Yeah,
oh, you know what
he's
talking
was that
about.
Like, was that like a front butt?
It's kind of like,
near
you know,
the vagina?
Like, you're just right there at the show, you're like, which way am I going today?
Yeah. We call that the crossroads
going
of pussy.
Going so, butt-gina hunting.
Yeah. There's this ad that I keep hearing for some like steakhouse, and they have this thing called, it almost sounds like Fromunda cheese. When they say it, I'm sitting there with my headphones on at work. And I'm on Spotify, you know, and they bring up some ad for some place, and they mention somebody with their where they're slow roasted something covered in like Fermented cheese. So I was just like, fuck no. So I just ate
it just
a really.
Reminds me of Eminem. He says like the undersea's from under my nuts or something like that. So it just, I don't know.
I just eaten a salad with some, a very questionable salad with some French dressing. And I was just, I did not want to hear that word. So there was a girl I used to know, we used to call her Fermented cheese. So, well, I didn't name her that. Everybody else did. I just went along. So.
You're like, guys, be a little nicer to my girlfriend.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's my mom, but still, come on. Yeah.
I know my sister smells, but,
you know. Yeah. She's two. She's supposed to.
I'm not changing that diaper.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My sister graduates on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's really weird.
So, are you going to be around for Gauntlet? Because that's all
I
care about.
Oh, no. I'll still be there.
That's all I care about.
I'll still be there. Okay. Well, because her graduation is like 2 o'clock.
Some of them go late. I didn't know.
No.
I'll be Victor's
there.
Like sweet 18.
She is 18. She's got a boyfriend.
Hey, you know, boyfriends die.
It's kind of a redneck.
Boyfriends die.
Oh, that's nice.
Boyfriends get caught fucking pigs. You know.
Sometimes they get ran over by cars.
Yeah.
And then ran over again just to make sure.
Sometimes
because I drive a small Celican, it's going to take a few times to run someone over to actually do
sometimes
anything.
Sometimes they back into a needle full of hydrochloric acid. You know, shit happens.
And someone just has a bunch of that at work.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get shot.
Yeah. Sometimes they trip and fall on some bullets.
Yeah. They tripped on the casings.
Yeah. No, there's that movie Johnny Dangerously with, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Where it's Joe Piscopo. The little people are sitting there. He's like, I didn't kill him. He fell down an elevator shaft onto some bullets. Fucking love that.
That's her senior picture.
Ah, she's not that cute.
You're an asshole.
No, I just don't. No, she's got this forehead thing.
I reserve the right to judge.
She's got a forehead. That's weird.
No, it's like the forehead is right here, and then there's this extra forehead on top of it.
Oh, it's a five head.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Oh, nice.
It's like when I.
I didn't notice it.
If I went into Kisser, it'd be like a 3D film. It just wouldn't feel right. It's like Jaws in 3D.
It's okay. Most of the time when I go to sleep, I'm drunk, and in the morning I don't have my glasses on, so she's cool in my book.
She has
a
cone head.
I'm really glad my sister doesn't listen to this.
She has a cone head.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not. You don't think I'll have my future girlfriend participate in anything that I do?
She's a little
cheerleader. People wonder why I don't have a girlfriend for like longer than a year. It's because I piss them off somehow. It's like they'll come in to kiss me like, oh god, dude, your forehead. Just get it out of my face. And then they'll get out of my field of vision. I'm like, I can still see it.
No, when you're like pulling up your nose, looking at the hairs, like checking your t-shirt, like, what are you doing? I'm just checking myself how I look in your forehead there.
Yeah.
All that grease.
Nice. It's like, oh my god, do I have a... Oh no, that's you. Never mind.
Cars are swerving off the road. Turn off your brights. It's like, their own headlights. Like, she's just standing there.
It's like, can you put your head down? She's like, you want roadhead? No, it's just your forehead. The reflection's fucking blind.
The glare.
Yeah, the glare.
What is this? The Kentucky Derby? Well, it's the Derby hat. Just wear it, please.
It's like, can you move over that way? I'm afraid things are going to start orbiting. And they're going to smack me in the face.
There's my apple.
So.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. Never call your girlfriend Afro Coochie when she gets naked in front of you. That's just bad idea.
Afro Coochie?
Yeah, never call her Afro Coochie. Yeah, when she hasn't shaved in a few. You know, yeah. I made that mistake when I was like 20. And she looked at me and she's like, are you serious? And I was like, well, you haven't shaved in a while. I mean, we've been...
They act like they don't know. Like, that's stupid. I know if I haven't.
Oh, this magically grew overnight. No, it didn't.
Yeah.
I've seen that thing coming for a couple weeks now.
Yeah,
okay.
I felt that thing against my legs.
It's like you got Seth Rogen in a leg lock.
Yeah.
And I turned into Wimp Low off of Kung Pao, and I'm like, my finger points. And I'm pointing to the bathroom. Go in there.
Yeah. That's like when it's her birthday, you get her a razor and some fucking shampoo. Like,
this is for the both of us.
Yeah. Straight up.
You have to get her a men's razor, though.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing that'll take out that kind of stubble.
She needs some Far Cry machete action going on there. God, that was a transition.
Whatever.
We've disgusted the audience.
Trust me, it takes a lot to piss our fans off.
I've listened to it.
Yeah.
So speaking of things, and you being too old to date Holly's sister.
No such thing.
Yeah, what age did you turn last
weekend? She smokes. Does she smoke?
No.
No, there, she doesn't poke.
Even better, because I don't smoke either, and... don't like to taste smoke. So in Austin, I don't make it.
That's why
much.
You mix it with the taste of your own jizz.
Oh, yeah, see? That's nice.
Yeah.
Don't you dare try to snowball me. That is a horrible idea.
So getting back on topic, wasn't it wasn't it Cinco de Victor?
It was Cinco de Victor. My birthday was on May 4th, which is Friday, and I figured rather than get completely blackout sick 2 days in a row and possibly kill myself, I would compile it all into one day with my buddies.
You had a pretty good party going on there.
It's pretty good. Yeah, you should have stayed till it got a little darker.
Well, I couldn't.
A little late. You guys left before the insanity started happening.
What insanity?
So you're going to have to explain this.
Well, we just...
Don't use names if you don't want, so...
They don't listen. No.
Yeah.
I say Cody listens, doesn't he?
Yeah, Cody listens. He wasn't there. Okay. Sadly, he was trying to get off work.
Well, you can tell him he can live vicariously through the show.
Dude, it was insane.
So what happened?
So
that little redhead get naked.
Which one? The pregnant one?
No. Not Sailor. The other one. The little redhead that had the Jesus Christ. Yeah,
next
the little redhead. Yeah.
Oh, Christy?
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
Sadly.
What about the Greek girl?
Fake boobs, and she's proud about them.
No, those were fake. Okay, I didn't
know. They're fake.
Well, she was wearing this weird top, so I really couldn't tell.
Yeah, she usually dresses a lot more scandalous than that. I figured she was going to get pretty trashed, and so she dressed more reserved. So
I felt really bad because I nailed her in the back with that fucking door.
No,
she probably likes that kind of thing. Her and Nick get a little rough. They like to fight. We get into it.
She guilted me into eating lots of cake.
What about the Greek girl? Did she get naked?
Elise?
Yeah.
She is a really sweet girl.
Oh, she's so nice.
No, but she's been known to get a little frisky.
Yeah.
Okay, approved.
Yeah, she was really nice.
Yeah. She's super sweet and nice, and I introduced her and Daniel about a year ago, almost to the day, at my buddy Aaron's wedding.
Sorry.
And so they've been.
I just don't
much
find your sister attractive.
No,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
So. Telling a story.
Yeah. Well, I'm liking all these conversations going on. But basically, okay, that started out. And so everyone started getting drunk. Chick I kind of used to date showed up, and she brought her little sister. And some of my Air Force buddies came over, and they were in uniform. And so we all started getting smashed. And basically, before I knew it, I mean, it was just, there was a fight going out in the street across the house, like across an over house. Some guy was choking out his mom or his girlfriend or something. They both looked like haggard, so I couldn't tell what was going on. And a couple of us went over there, and, you know, I'm not in uniform. And we're over there, and we're like, hey, you know, calm down. He's like, what are you going to do? Blah, blah, blah. Getting a little crazy. And then a couple of my buddies come over there, and they're in uniform, and he's like, oh, sorry, sirs. And he's like, and just like stops choking her and stands her up, like, there you go. And she's trying to regain consciousness. She's like,
fixes her hair.
She's like, what's going on here? And it's like, I guess it turns out she had too much of her medicine. She was going crazy, and he started, you know,
going crazier
on her without his medicine. And so,
oh my god, that's
basically
so much shit.
Amazing how people treat you in uniform or out of uniform. It's kind of crazy.
But we should have stayed. Vanessa canceled,
man.
So yeah, we
should. Oh, speaking of, you know, Elise and Daniel, well, like, they got a little drunk and emotional, and so Buddy Keith pretty much just sets on Daniel. He's still eating hamburgers and stuff. Like, when are you going to calm down, Daniel? And then Elise is, you know, getting emotional in the backyard. So it was fun. It was
a
good night.
Had a fantastic body. I'm just saying.
She's awesome.
I'm
I've known her since we were 15 at Cinemark.
Really nice tits. I'm just going to say that, too. And that sundress, that little summer dress she had on when she was sitting on the deck with her arms back.
You know, Daniel and Elise will listen to this, and they'll be like, Daniel will be like, high five, and Elise will be like, oh.
And my
Daniel's proud of him. He's like, that's right.
Yeah,
our peripherals were going the whole time.
Yeah, but my glasses were in shade mode. You know, that's very handy to have those. So I know, but not when my head's down.
Thank you, ultraviolet
rays. Yeah, exactly. And she has a boyfriend, so I'm like, I'm not gonna hit on her. I don't do that type of thing. But I was admiring.
She's
so
awesome. She's probably one of the
She was also really nice. She also seemed really nice. So
That's actually who I went and saw the Avengers with last night. Was her and her little sister.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
Damn you.
Well, she introduced me to her. Well, I actually met her sister like 6 years ago.
Stop playing with shit.
I'm sorry,
Mickey.
I fidget. So anyways, and so anyways, we went out and ate some cheddars,
video
and
Victor going all over the place,
like this, what is this, what are these arms doing? Anyways,
anybody got a rock?
Hey,
drinking Dragon's
Rooster
drinking
Booster
Dragon's
and Guinness and Dos Equis.
That's a horrible combination. It's
delicious. And then basically went and saw it last night in HD, and that was amazing.
What do you mean,
and
you
saw
it in
HD and 3D? Like, on the IMAX, it looks
say HD,
clear. Well, it looks clear in the IMAX for some reason. You're, like, in the face.
Well, it's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I need to see it. I'm so behind everybody.
So am I.
No, I never go to movie theaters, and I saw the goddamn thing on opening night.
I'm actually even thinking about going and seeing it in 3D, and I never do that.
To be honest, man, 3D just irritates the shit out of me. Like, I saw Green Lantern in 3D. That was the worst fucking experience of my life.
Like, I think that I might get nauseous, but it might be a fun nauseous. I'm not sure.
It depends on what kind of 3D it is, though. Nauseous there are nauseous. Some... There are... nauseous nauseous. There are some 3D movies...
change. He starts barfing on us.
If they try and go, like, if they try and overdo the 3D,
yeah,
then it gets irritating. But if it's just... If it's more 3D just to make it look a little more crisp...
I think he just wants to
then
see...
Then that makes more sense.
Black Widow's tits in 3D.
In 3D.
They bounce around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's retarded. They're hanging over the people in front of you. You're like, hey, can you dodge that shit? You're like, watch out. There's a melon the size of a house coming at you. And he's like, got a big grin on his face. He's enjoying it.
He's like, I'm ready. He's like, I'm ready to die.
If this is how it ends, thank God.
Yeah. Oh man, no, I don't want to die, but if going out being squashed by a gigantic boob, I would.
Yeah, it's
if it was
good.
A good looking gigantic boob.
And no, don't get me wrong, in times
Scarlett
it's Hulk's boobs that are squishing you, but other times it is Scarlett Johansson's boobs again.
Yeah, I'm still kind of iffy on if I think she's really hot or not. I just haven't.
And I'm pretty sure that I think she's really hot.
When she's whooping the ass and.
Yeah, when she's whipping ass, she's fucking hot, but in normal scenes, just when she's standing around, just kind of like, eh. Yeah.
No, it's good.
So.
It's worth every second. I'm probably going to see it like 4 times in theaters. Until
the
theaters
get... forehead, Trent?
No, it's not that. it's her mouth that kind of throws me off.
You don't like those DSLs?
Oh,
I've
yeah.
I've seen better DSLs. I've had better DSLs, so...
Those look like pretty promising DSLs.
They take the cock and the balls.
Yeah. There's some gobblers right there. She's invited on Thanksgiving.
She has a small mouth. Just,
what the fuck is wrong with that?
They stretch. Well, big things don't fit in small mouths, Holly.
Yeah, that's true.
You haven't found that out yet, but...
So you guys don't have anything to worry about.
On our on our wedding night, when we finally, say our vows and all that's tied down, you will learn pain. Because my wife will do that for me.
From the ass to the mouth, too.
I'm just saying. Yeah. She's into that, but I'm fine with just, an old-fashioned every now and then.
It's like, I'm fine with just wiping it clean on her back.
No, you do her doggy style and then throw her favorite shirt, wipe yourself off, throw it to her, say, clean yourself off. I gotta go to work. As rude as that is. But use her favorite shirt, so she's like, oh, I love this shirt. Don't even think about it.
It's so soft.
It's that crunchy spot right in the back.
Yeah.
That was Trent. He was using it as a cum rag last night.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's in my floor.
I got lost.
Jesus Christ. So what have I been doing? Pretty much nothing. We covered it all. So.
Awesome.
Yes. Just been working my ass off. Going to kind of move it along here a little bit. Because, hey, we had a question last week. And our question really wasn't anything that funny. We just wanted to be practical. And so I'm going to pull that up. Slowly.
Sure, you could just say the question and then say what the answer is.
Because the answer was kind of unanimous.
Yeah. So, question was, what PC games do you want to see us play on Gauntlet? What PC games, rather? And we pretty much got, let's see, Michael Spalding said, well, in 5 days, 16 hours and 52 minutes, you should do Diablo 3.
And that was several hours ago.
Yes, that was 13 hours ago.
Yeah, for the record.
So, just to keep that straight.
So now it's 3 hours.
In his defense, I tried to post a live timer that's still updated on Facebook, and they have like basically code that didn't allow that because it's like an active GIF crap. But
they don't like...
My iGoogle has a countdown for it. So my iGoogle homepage I built for myself, but you can't really post that link to...
Facebook?
Yeah.
So Brandon McQuarrie did a douchebag response. He said solitaire.
He can be a douche.
We had Rusty, who
that's
said...
Like, that's like playing with a calculator.
And
PC.
Yourself. And yourself.
Might as well just said fucking Minesweeper. So,
yeah.
Rusty said Diablo 3 for sure. Maybe the next... Or the new tribes.
Yeah.
Well, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And then Jason Moore said, I'd be up for Diablo 3, Dungeon Defenders, Civ 5, or pretty much anything on Steam.
Civ 5 would be fun.
That could be... Well, he has... You don't want to play him on Civ 5.
Oh, I'm sure I don't.
No. He's got it... Him and his wife have it down to a fucking science, so you would not beat them. They can play a Civ 5 game in like 2.5 hours. So, me and I play it like fucking 14 hours or something retarded.
Well, I like taking my time with it, and...
I do too. I want to go through the ages, get all my upgrades and all that stuff, get to the space race. They just fucking blow through it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, kind of universal response. People want to play some fucking Diablo 3. I'm hoping that I get it on time. I got the Collector's Edition, and the problem with the Collector's Edition is it's had, like, it's I think it's on its second or third run now, and so I think when I got it in February, that it wasn't quite in stock yet, so I'm going to end up getting it on Thursday, I think. No release day shipping from Amazon, sadly enough. But I wanted to do it that way because I knew I wasn't going to be able to do a midnight release again. So, anyways.
Dead air.
Sorry. So, I was going to move on to some emails. And I'm pulling that up as we speak.
Your computer's not so fast after all.
No, it's because like, I'm going back. I usually had all this shit already pulled up when I was the one doing this. So, now that he's in charge, it's all chaos.
Rub it in, Trent. Yeah. Rub it in.
Good job, yeah. Justin. Good job.
Good fuck up.
Not known for his cleanliness.
Yeah.
All right, so we got emails, and I'm trying to find it right now.
You're in your inbox. What the fuck do you have to find?
Oh, there it is.
God.
Okay, I'm trying to aim my voice at the microphone and at the computer at the same time. That's why I'm kind of...
Here, let me fix
because
that
computer
for
totally
you.
Needs to hear.
There you go.
Okay. So...
Well, he has to look at the computer.
Well, I gotta read, goddammit. So, here we go. Email from Ian. Tiltcast, super happy fun time go. We have...
Good fuck
time.
You, Ian.
Two questions. What celeb would you like to have in an angry, expletive rant against you unexpectedly during game of your choosing?
That's a good one.
The table goes silent.
Damn.
Oh, I know damn, Trent. What?
I know who. Joe Pesci. Because none of you fuckers were thinking of that guy. But
no. I was
I got okay.
No, I got a better one.
I got Gilbert Gottfried.
God damn you. That's what I was going for. God damn you. I was about
to
say.
Like,
your mother is a whore. Anyway, yeah, but okay, I'll go with Joe Pesci.
I was going to say Gilbert
Gottfried. Joe Pesci with Robert De Niro chiming in with one word.
Yeah.
It's all there once in a while. Because they're split screening. during, let's go with
Halo Reach.
Yeah, Halo Reach. And I'm sniping them. That's why they're pissed. So.
I don't know. Gilbert Gottfried during Halo would be interesting.
Gilbert Gottfried during any game would be interesting, man.
You know what might be even more fun is having, what's his name? Robin Williams. Because he's an actual documentary.
Stole mine.
Gamer. Yeah, but he just sit there and make sound effects. He's like, oh.
Have you seen his stand up? It is disgusting and amazing.
Yeah, I've seen all of it.
It's some of the raunchiest crap ever.
It's pretty damn raunchy.
Yeah, like the vagina one. Yeah. It's a good one. Or him talking about when it's his coke addiction during the 80s, where he'd wake up on the hood of a car with his keys up his ass and he doesn't know what happened. Yeah.
You got any, Holly, since we're taking them all?
I have no idea. What about you?
You know, is someone ranting on a game while I'm playing?
No, somebody yelling at you, getting into
somebody
a
famous.
Fight with you.
Oh, yelling famous. At me.
Yeah, for something you're doing in the game.
I honestly, if it was Robin Williams, I would just love to be shit-talked by him. I would just I'd be smiling the whole time, shooting him in the head.
Shit-talked by Ian McClellan.
Can I go with Gregory Peck?
I'm trying to pick.
Oh,
I can't
no,
voice.
No, wait. Taken. Who's that guy?
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he's like, I'll tell you what I do. I do have... I'm no good at sniping. I'm no good at dodging your bullets. But what I do have are a certain set of skills. I can hack. And right now, I'm fucking up your computer. I'm hacking all of your porn. I've got pictures of your ex-girlfriends. I know how small your penis is. I'm coming after you. These are going to all of your parents and all your friends. I'm like, oh, dang it.
I'm
going to
take you down, asshole.
And I just go.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm not going to back my daughter. Anyway. But no,
change gamer tag.
Yeah. Yeah, change life.
Yeah.
How many points does that cost?
I would want to go with someone that doesn't seem very angry
what about
ever.
Carrot Top.
I would.
No, he seems angry.
You hear him throwing like TVs out the hotel window and shit.
How about Daniel Tosh?
Daniel Tosh.
Oh, God.
That would be funny.
I know, that would be like
but
really
he does
like.
That in general.
That would
so.
Be like real pincher.
That's
like,
why he would be even better. He's like, you call that a headshot? I got a better one from your mom last night. It's like, oh, hell yeah, dude, you totally got me. That
no,
was
the
awesome.
Way he is he kind of like asks a question rhetorically and then answers it, and it kind of gets annoying. He's like, you call that a headshot? Then he waits for a few minutes. He goes, I got one better for you. And then he follows up with a punchline. It's not funny.
I saw him at the beginning.
Like
it was
him.
Pretty cool.
No, the videos make it funny. He's just kind of there.
I still think he's funny.
I'd say another person would be Nick Swartzen.
Nick Swartzen would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be pretty. Ice-T.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be funny as hell to listen to him go off on somebody.
Mike Tyson.
Oh. He'd be such a little voice.
I would think he was one of those. I would think he was one of those New Zealander kids that gets on in the middle of the night if he did.
Don't tell him that to his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't tell that to the tattoo.
Oh, what about Mel Gibson?
Oh, wow.
Mel Gibson going off on you on like, no. Mel Gibson going off in Red Orchestra. He's playing on the side of the Germans.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that'd be fucking funny.
Mr. T.
I do like Zooey Deschanel, because I just think that would be funny.
Yeah. Yeah, she probably makes some really horrible penis jokes to her. Pink would be interesting. She can be a vicious little bitch.
She'd whoop your ass. You wouldn't be able to beat on her.
I just want something that would be funny that you could actually just laugh at. Like, people you don't see
angry. That's why I chose Joe Pesci, because I would be scared, but at the same time, I'd just be fucking laughing. Because he's like, oh, what, I amuse you? And he's doing that whole fucking thing. He's like,
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
Oh, God.
Would be, yeah.
From Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's doing the, with beer in his mouth.
So then you could just do D, or just the entire cast.
Actually, Dennis. Dennis can get really dark and weird, and
no,
I love that.
Charlie Day.
Yeah, Charlie Day.
No, the episode where Danny DeVito has him all
face into a jelly.
Yeah.
He has them thinking they're eating human meat.
Oh, yeah.
How twisted is that shit?
Yeah, that was the Mac and Dennis Manhunters, where they're hunting cricket. And he's like, never hunt a man. Yeah. It's like, I was hunted once. It was back in the 70s in Colorado. It's like, no, that was the story of John Rambo. It's like, this is not the first time you referred to yourself in the life of John Rambo. I fucking love, I can't wait for the next season, man. I fucking love that show.
Always Sunny is pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's a great fucking show.
Still that Jersey Shore episode of the two hobos
fucking
under the bridge.
Fucking was God, that put a stereo around his neck. He's like, fucking the dude. Is this what you brought me down here to see?
He brought the beats, man. He brought it. Yeah. He's got some rhythm.
Yeah. No, I just like when they played the Vacation by the Go-Go's the entire time. When it's that horrible night for Dennis and Dean.
Oh, man.
And then fucking Mac and Dan DeVito are off... with the fucking the Guidos on the boat, fucking eating run ham and getting like fucking body painted and shit. Yeah. That was fucking hilarious.
Jersey stereotypes.
There's got to be somebody that's ultimately like the. I mean, Christopher Walken is great, but we already kind of covered that one a long time ago. Don Knotts. I've always said Knotts would be a great gamer. He's like, rag 'em, you know. It's like, there's so many Covenant! You know?
Lou Ferrigno. Arnold! You ever saw Rush Pumping Iron?
Yeah.
I'm gonna beat him! 6'4", 275 pounds.
He's a fucking monster.
Sounds like a 12-year-old.
Let's see, who would be the ultimate, though, in an in-game diss fight? Because right now, Joe Pesci is ringing out. Same with Gilbert Gottfried. They're both right up there. Robert De Niro, I just see him going like, he's like, who the fuck do you think you are? It's like, I'm going to find you.
Yeah, Bob,
and his little balls going over and over.
You can understand what the hell he's yelling at you. It's like, oh, God, turn down your mic, man. Turn down your mic. Turn
it
down
sounds
your TV.
Like feedback.
That's a reverb going on.
Our Bobcat impersonator is not here tonight. No. So.
Did you hear that episode where Will tried to do a Bobcat?
Shit, I've heard him do a lot of things. I've heard him do the SNL chapstick lady quite a few times. Oh, have you seen my chapstick?
I got it. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's just like,
I didn't stop copying me! And I just
no, you'd have to play Left 4 Dead with him.
Yeah.
Get into Joppa!
He's like, get into Joppa! Yeah. He's like, the smoke has got him! Yeah.
Get through the Joppa!
He's like, shoot it in the tongue!
Get down! What do you mean, get down? I'm supposed to get the chop up. I'm getting down.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
He's sitting there. He's the only one left standing. He's like, what are you waiting for? Hi, I'm killing me now.
Stephen Hawking. He can talk trash any day. You hear this?
He's got it.
You hear this clunking? Like, what the hell is that? He's ramming his TV stand. He's like, kill you. Fucking people beating down your door, coming down your chimney. Your freaking Xbox turns against you.
You just hear a robot call you
Red
a noob.
Ring of Death.
Noob.
Oh, shit. You are a noob. Suck it.
He headshots. He goes, new pudding.
Oh, you gotta wait about 25 seconds for him to type it with his cheekbones.
No, he has a preset.
I did that without moving a finger.
Yeah. Like, I did that with my testicles and tongue.
So, your impersonation sounded more like the gay robot from
It may be the gay robot.
You kind of sound like it normally, but yeah.
The gay Vic bot?
Or his cat? I don't cocaine. I just like the way that it smells.
Mm. Yeah. What were we saying, Holly?
Rain Man.
Oh, Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman. I read a wonderful article
about him today that he saved a guy in the park having a heart attack.
Really?
Yeah. This guy was having a heart attack. Just boom, Dustin Hoffman's there. And then he said everybody gets one.
And then he's going to end up getting sued, probably.
No, but then he said just everybody gets one. And then he's like, everybody gets one. And then just walked away. But no, he actually did save a guy in the park having a heart attack, which I thought was great. I like seeing stories about actors that I really do
but
like.
The thing about saving people is the fact that if you do have money, they can turn that around on you.
The guy was having a heart attack, so there's nothing like Dustin Hoffman did. It's like heart attack. Then the guy dropped to the ground.
I know, but no, it's not that. They can harm something. Like if you don't have a license or anything like that, they can actually sue you.
Yeah, I know.
For hurting them.
Well, no. He called the cops. Sorry, the ambulance. He didn't try and do anything to him, as far as I know. He didn't like stick his finger in his ass going, is it a seizure? You know? He didn't do anything like that.
I can't put my finger in.
Yeah. Clinch twice if it's a heart attack. Clinch three times if you like this.
Now wait. What about the guy
you're
from?
You're just sitting there waiting for the third.
Yeah. Oh, dude, no. Twilight Zone, dude.
What's his name?
I always forget his fucking name. I used to
the old school one, right?
Yeah, old Twilight Zone. The other one was Forrest Whitaker. So, but old Twilight Zone, dude, on Left 4 Dead, talking shit. He's like submitted for your approval. You know, just,
Imagine a world
where every time you turn around, I'm there with a gun.
Sean Connery on Skyrim. I once took an arrow to the knee.
Rod Serling.
That's what I forget his name.
There you go.
Leonardo DiCaprio's like, why do you keep shooting me?
No. Inception. Oh shit! I'm on the ceiling. What the fuck are he's hacking?
You look around. Just like, am I in a dream now? You know.
So, Mitch has got a lag switch and he's glitching out on us.
It's been your top. Oh, no, drops. Keanu Reeves.
Mine drops.
Keanu Reeves. God. You're just like, whoa. Every time you drop, it's just like, whoa. Sad Keanu.
But then you wouldn't know if you were getting lag or if it was just him, because he pauses so
often.
Well,
if your cat twitches and walks backwards for a second, okay. There's been a change.
Well, if your Spartan twitches and walks backwards. Yeah,
there's been a change.
Michelle Rodriguez would be kind of fun.
She sounds like a foul-mouthed bitch. Yeah. That would be awesome.
I might be scared.
And Vin Diesel would be interesting.
Michelle Rodriguez, that's the chick from Machete,
Fast
right?
and Furious, yeah. Oh, yeah. Machete, yeah. She's going to be the new Fast 6.
Pilot and Avatar, come on. I'm an Avatar freak. She's badass in that.
Yeah, oh yeah. God, there's got to be someone that we're just totally missing that's extremely excellent. That just Andy Dick.
Gosh. Andy Dick would be a dick.
That
would
he'd be like, oh yeah, headshot me again. He'd be gaying it up. He'd just try to get it.
He'd just use sarcasm.
Dennis Leary.
He does that. That's like his main
Dennis
thing.
Dennis Leary, I think, would probably end up having a heart attack.
No, Dennis Leary would probably make you cry.
Yeah. I think he would, because he's an asshole.
Oh, Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey would probably be one of the... It's like an underdog you don't see coming. But if you've ever seen The Ref...
I would just be really sad.
Yeah. Or Horrible Bosses.
God, he is a fucking...
Or even the Big Kahuna.
If he ever said anything bad to me, I would probably kill myself.
But The Big Kahuna with him and Dan DeVito. Now, those three movies, Horrible Bosses, Big Kahuna, and The Ref, are the asshole epitome. Even Beyond the Sea, where he played Bobby Darin.
Lex Luthor.
Doom. I hated that fucking movie, dude. Don't even bring it. He was so, like homosexual evil villain.
Yeah.
But he was. He had a nice boat. He was out there.
Nice boat.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah. I'm on a boat. With his bald head.
I do believe I'm on a boat.
But they call me Q-Ball. Yeah. And that was just horrible.
Found this green shit one day. My hair fell out. Fuck. Yeah. My buddy flies. I go bald. No wonder I'm pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be interesting. William Shatner, I think, could probably dish out a pretty good SmackDown.
He's in his 80s and he's got more hair than any of us.
Yeah, he could dish it out. Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, I was gonna say Leonard Nimoy. Just to have a party with him.
Sulu, no.
Spock, not Leonard Nimoy. Spock.
Either it's Spock. The same thing.
Oh yeah. No,
it's still the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, George Takei's Facebook account is easily one of the most entertaining Facebook accounts in the world.
It's pretty funny. He posts some really hilarious shit. We were actually talking about the George Takei GPS system we came up with at work today.
Oh shit!
And I was like, "Welcome aboard, Captain." It's like the door is ajar.
We had that whole show going for a while.
Turn left. It's like you arrived at your destination. Back on in. You know, horrible stuff like that. It's like airbags activated. Anyway,
fun bags.
It's like dialing home. Anything you say with George Takei is just fucking funny.
It's awesome.
It's like hello.
Hello.
But
I love George Takei.
I love he's pretty funny.
What do you do Bones, because he's always so fucking angry.
Oh, I know a celebrity. Do they have to be real or fake?
It's whatever you want.
Gladys.
Man, that would be awesome.
Damn. I knew it.
I don't know. I'd go with Murderface if we're going to go fake.
You wouldn't understand a fucking word.
Make it so funny.
I would actually probably say Carol Burnett. because I like classic stuff, but Carol Burnett's
pretty funny.
Would be, she can be foul-mouthed as hell, dude, and she's one of the main reasons I like the movie Annie, is her,
fucking
Betty
White.
Hannigan, so Betty White's
Betty White,
she's like,
when
bring
she's
it,
motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think she has a very dirty mouth.
It's like as soon as you capture the first invasion, she's like, oh, bitches. Like, bring it, motherfucker.
Lisa
Lampanelli would fucking, she just sit there and talk about like her black ex-boyfriend, how big his dick was.
What you would do, it'd be on like one of the Dotto games, and you're going to one of the strip clubs, and she's just like one of the strippers just talking shit about you so bad, you're like, fuck this place, I'm leaving.
Yeah, you're just like, fuck, dude.
Keep
I
the $5.
Oh,
what's your lap dance?
I want you to crush you with your lap dance.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently you're supposed to have a big penis in the big black penis, and she doesn't like you because you're a white guy.
Well, no, she married an Italian.
Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, she married.
Bob Saget.
I thought of him earlier, but he's kind of real, like, soft, even when he gets kind of edgy about stuff. It'd be creepy.
That's,
you know, it'd be really
Bob
gross.
Bob Saget is just hardcore to be hardcore.
Yeah, it would be really gross. It would be really disgusting, some of the shit he talks about. He'd be talking about,
and that's why
it'd
be funny.
He would talk about like fucking your grandmother in the ass and the boil on her back. He slits the bottom of it just enough to slip his dickhead in when he comes, and then he sews it shut and then smacks her on the back. So he would go into something like that.
I think he'd go more for slit the boil and squeeze it downwards so he adds more lube because she was getting a little dry.
Well, no, that's why he cuts the bottom of it while he's fucking her to add the lube, and then when he comes, he right in. And then he gives her a nice tat slap right on the back. And then he mushroom stamped her dog on the way out the door.
I was going to say, how...
Mushroom stamped Toto.
He's like, come here, Fido.
Mushroom stamped the boil. I bet you can get a nice impression, dude. Get a relief on that thing. Just be like, hang on one second. I'm going to get plaster out.
It's like a teeth plaster. It's biting to it. Yeah. Oh, dude. This is a good question. I think one of the really good ones would probably be... Macho Man Savage, if he was still alive. And,
God rest his soul.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus Christ, I totally forgot his fucking name. It's been years since I watched fucking the original, like, good WrestleMania stuff. Randy Piper, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Pie Piper. Because he just has that Nick Nolte. There we go. Because it's like, be like a bear. Just...
What about Gary Busey?
Gary Busey would be like a bear too.
Or
to see those teeth flapping.
What is this? Oh my god!
Dan Aykroyd would be pretty good. Because he's got
Christian Bale. Because he can talk a
lot
of shit.
Yeah, yeah. We've seen that. We've seen that. He's like, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you fucking stupid?" Yeah. Man, that's a. I mean, remember that when we were playing Halo that one night? We were in the Zealot map, and that fucking guy. There was some dude who was running around the other team, and I kept killing him. And you can't really hear the other team unless you're close to them, and then you can hear it through their in-game helmets. And this guy was running around being this total dick. He's like, oh, yeah, motherfucker, come on, motherfucker. I drop him. He's like, oh, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. And then he finally kills me after I dropped him like 20 times. He goes, yeah, motherfucker, how's that? So I sent him a message after the game. I was like, 2-20. I was like, oh, fuck yourself, Junior. I love those guys. Those are my favorite guys. What the fuck was that?
The word you're looking for is Elcor.
There we go.
Yeah.
The bastard's on Mass Effect, he's like, angrily, how dare you shoot me, noob?
How about
are you, 12?
What? How about a Volus? They're like, they're like, noob.
For an upgrade for my armor.
Yeah, I like that. When I walk into your room, I want it to say... I own you. I own this room.
Pond. Noob.
He's like, leet. No, that would be a Stephen Hawking. He just goes, leet.
Suggestively, I'm here to fix your VCR.
Yeah, provocatively. Provocatively, I'm here to unclog your drains.
Confused. I don't own a VCR.
Or you just go, I'm here to teach your daughter calculus. It's very hard. So, and then you say, oh, never mind. Fuck it. No.
So he had,
there's so many good ones, yeah.
Yeah, so we could go on with that for a while.
Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise as Les Grossman for Tropic Thunder.
I hate Tom Cruise.
But Les Grossman for Tropic Thunder was a good character.
I don't know. When he's getting upset in Vanilla Sky about the mask, he gets pretty upset.
Yeah. No, just look at Les Grossman. It's like, how about you take a step back and fuck your own face? You know, that was...
that is a good one.
Yeah, I will rain fire from the sky.
You could do Natalie Portman from the actual, like, her in Lonely Island, like the rap that she does to the Lonely Island. She's really, I don't know, she's really kind of hateful.
Michael Bolton.
Fuck Michael Bolton.
Wait, from Office Space or in real life?
No. Oh, no, there we go. No. The boss from Office Space.
Lundberg?
Yeah, Mr. Lundberg.
Yeah.
After he gets finished owning you and calling you a noob, he's like, by the way,
I need you to come in on Saturday.
I need you to come in on Saturday and Sunday.
And on Sunday, too. And I don't know if you got the memo or not, but we're putting new cover sheets on our TPS reports.
Yeah, I got the memo right here. Yeah. But just in case you didn't get it, I got it right here.
I got you a copy of that memo there.
Yeah, I got
here
you
go.
That memo. Because you didn't do it on the last one. I just got them in. It's like, well, I got another one for you. I hate it when fucking bosses do that shit. They treat you like a fucking moron.
Got a meeting with the Bobs in about half an hour. Yeah, I didn't hear about any meeting. No, they called me at home. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Can you go right over there, Bill?
Ball! Anyway.
So to bring it back around, Ian said Samuel L. Jackson in Gotham City.
We didn't even touch him, yeah.
So I was going there, but I saw it and I left it for Ian.
Yeah.
So,
actually, him as Julius in Pulp Fiction. Doing the whole like, you know, and I'll rain down on you. You know, just doing
He went from Snakes in a Plane, so he went to... Can we get these motherfucking jokers off this motherfucking ledge and this motherfucking level?
Yeah.
So, oh my god.
Motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Yeah.
That's right. And then as the last part of this question, this two-parter, he says, what do you guys think of the Avengers? Well, two of you have seen it and two of us haven't.
Yeah.
I thought.
Because I suck.
Little Wonder saw it.
That's
Hulk,
cute.
Hulk gave the ultimate beatdown, didn't he? That was fucking awesome.
You really get it. Like, in a Hulk, you know, he never fights anything that's worth a Hulk. I mean, he's bulletproof. He can't be killed, first of all. He's Hulk. You know, he's big and green.
Don't say what
I'm not running anything, but I'm saying, like, he's the Hulk, but how strong is he? You see how strong he is.
Yeah, you see ultimately
he's,
how fucking
he's the Hulk. He has the ultimate energy.
And I feel they finally got the Hulk right.
Oh, they got it completely
right.
Was it,
like, how is Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk?
Oh, great, man. As Bruce, man, it's fucking hilarious to watch him as Bruce.
Do they show the changing?
Yeah, they do.
They
show him
transform.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, you've got Iron Man, who's like the biggest a-hole in the world, and he's also like mad evil genius. He's like, ha-ha, prodding him the whole time.
Yeah, they're
trying to get him transformed.
Yeah,
like,
well, there's not a giveaway. It's the funny part when they're in the lab, like you're talking about, because you mentioned that he prods them. They're sitting there, and they're talking in the lab, the Hulk says Bruce says he has his anger issues under control, and he's sitting there, and Iron Man, like Stark, is just in love with this guy. He's like constantly wanting to do stuff with him, always, and they're always working together. He comes up and he just like fucking pokes the hell out of him really fucking hard and just like backs up really quick, and he's like I got it under control, just make sure. because apparently Iron Man's like insanely Stark, he's obsessed with the whole idea because of the gamma radiation, because of the stuff he does, but he's also mischievous as shit, you know, because
he's
interested.
If anything, jump in my suit and fly off, screw you guys.
It was pretty goddamn funny. Good movie, though. I mean, they got it pretty well down. It was really fucking hilarious.
It was the highest grossing movie weekend ever, wasn't it?
I think it took the spot. So.
Like, ever, period.
Yeah, and it was...
Which they always say that every year, and they don't take into account, you know, inflation.
The fact that IMAX is $15, and now every theater has, like, 10 rooms that are, like, 3D, and then it's, like, you pay $12 and then $14 for IMAX anyway, so...
Yeah. But it was a really well done movie, funny, sad as well, and
kind of long too.
Story was
2.5 hours.
Needed every minute of it.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it was drawn out at any point.
So as you said before, need to see the movies leading up to this, right?
See Captain America, Thor. Mm. You definitely want to see
Iron Man,
both the Iron Mans.
I wouldn't miss any of those.
Yeah.
You got to catch Black Widow in.
Oh, I would.
In you got to catch. First of all, Hawkeye from Thor, because
yeah.
that's pretty much the only thing I've ever seen him in.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, Black Widow.
Also, they got that cast for Hawkeye. Actually, I like him a lot, so I was kind of happy to see him in that.
Well, he's 300.
Yeah, he was in the Hurt Locker, and he was also in, I can't remember which movie that was. He was in Hurt Locker, and he was also in, he was in 28 Weeks Later. He plays the sniper dude that tries to help him out.
Yeah,
he's a good actor, and so I was kind of happy they cast him as Hawkeye, because Hawkeye's kind of a character, and they actually did a good job with
him. You had to find a
badass.
Yeah.
Hmm. Like laser sight on your bow, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. And they actually do some really funny stuff with the bows here and there with the arrows that he does.
It's good.
But good movie, and like I was saying, it's not really drawn out. They kinda need every minute of it. And I remember I was reading an article about the basically the Pentagon.
Yeah.
How they did not lend any help with any of like the Harrier jets or anything, because usually they're more than happy to loan airplanes and stuff to movies to shoot to make it more realistic, and they refused to do it for the Avengers. And the reason why is because they said, that's kind of unrealistic. And everybody was like, but ID4 wasn't. You know, you loan shit to Independence Day. You loan shit to every other superhero movie like Iron Man and shit, but you won't loan any to the Avengers. And they're like, well, we just don't understand S.H.I.E.L.D. Do we answer to them, or do they answer to us? I mean, what is S.H.I.E.L.D.? they're like, what does Nick Fury do?
Do they not have any comic book nerds?
Yeah, they don't, apparently. You would think that the Pentagon would at some point...
You gotta be pretty fucking nerdy to get into the Pentagon.
Yeah, you think that they would have somebody... Well, you gotta be nerdy or a total jock, or an in-between. But you think...
Well, you have to be a smart jock.
Yeah, but you think they would have somebody in there who goes like, oh, S.H.I.E.L.D., oh, Nick Fury, oh, let me tell you. You
know, like, I've got episode, you know, freaking... At least 1 through 10 of every one of those comics.
No. But they refused to loan them any planes or anything because they just could not resolve the question of what is S.H.I.E.L.D.? Do we answer to them or what? And you're just like, have you ever watched any of the movies like Iron Man or anything? Because it was just kind of fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of goofy.
Yeah, but Independence Day is totally realistic in their opinion. They can go with that, which makes you wonder, what do they know?
What do they know about aliens?
What do they really know?
Well, dude, so, if you had to watch one movie and get away with only watching one, though,
yeah,
it would for sure be Thor. If you had to watch one movie to understand, if you really are going to see this movie tomorrow and you've got to watch one thing,
well, everybody knows that everybody knows that Loki's the bad guy in it, and he's, you know, that goes back to the Thor movie. So there's a lot of shit that gets brought up about Asgard,
the whole reason behind the Grudge Match.
There's kind of a big tie back to that. Obviously, you know, when you saw it was Loki, you knew that okay, this is going to tie in with that. So that one is a big point. So
see Thor if you haven't already.
What else does he act in?
Captain America, because of the I'm not gonna say what, but
What else does he act in?
Who?
Loki.
Oh God, he's been in a few movies.
He's been around. He gets around. Does some things and some stuff also.
Wears costumes
with Rob Lowe. I don't know.
So I'm gonna move this around a little bit. Talk about some video games. I'm going to start with you, Victor, since you haven't played as many new games. What have you been playing lately?
Dude, I've been hooked on Mass Effect 2.
Nice.
Going through that, destroying it.
I'm the kind of person that yes, I am.
Okay. No, I'll sits play in the it. Elevator and stares at their butts.
No, after that, but then, you know, after my boner's gone, what do? I just play some more. So, pick up the controller again. Okay, the screen was getting dim. So anyways, basically, I'll play it like the good guy, and then I'll save. I've got like 8 saves of everything going. Yeah. Same with Skyrim. And I'll load it up again and I'll do it the other way and see what the consequences and pros and cons of each one were. And if, you know, say 2 hours later in the game something happens and I'm like, that's some bullshit. Yeah. I didn't want that person to die, or this sucks that that's happened. Reload, screw that, scrap that idea, go with the other one.
Yeah.
So have you beat it yet?
Mm-mm. Okay. I'm honestly scrapped. I've depleted every known planet in the galaxy. Mm. I have more resources than Tony Stark.
Dude, yeah. I am loaded. I did the same thing when I ran
through. I've got 100,000 Ezo, okay?
Yeah.
I'm no chump.
Yeah, whenever I ran through for my final, like, you know, perfect Paragon, it's like I wanted all the resources, so I ran back through every planet. I had a planet guide that told me all the planets where I could get this, cheater. And this. Well, no, I'd already played the game 5 times at that point, so I was like, I just want a quick guide. So I went through and I discovered 100% of the entire system, the entire galaxy. And hit up every fucking planet for 100% scan, 100% resource siphon, and just had everything. Same thing with, like, I tried doing that with... Yeah, I did that with Part 1 as well, getting all the dog tags, the Turian tags, and the Asari disc and all that. So, but it does pay off, because you do get, like, I think your resources slightly carry over in Part 3. I can't remember how the beginning is. I think maybe some of it does, I don't recall.
Hope so, because I'm like the Bill Gates of freaking Mass Effect. I'm like, let me do something with this. Only, you know, not that nerdy.
Yeah.
And that old.
Well, you're...
Oh.
He can just buy some youth, I guess. He
goes, all right, little wonder.
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
27. Yeah. I feel old as dirt. I remember it being created, roughly.
Small wonder.
Yeah. 5'9".
Oh, no. There's a TV show back then called Small Wonder that was about a robot named Vicky.
Ooh, nice.
And this little kid, his dad was a scientist, and he brought her home to live with him because he didn't want to get rid of her. And he wanted to try it. Sorry, no, he brought her home to see if she could integrate into society, so he didn't tell the family it was a robot. And then they found out. They had to keep it from the neighbors. It was a big TV show back in the day. And her name was Vicky.
Oh, it's kind of like, you know, Danger Will Robinson, only it's a sex bot instead of, like, you know, security bot.
Yeah, totally. I mean, had, like, you know, yeah, had he been a fembot, I'm sure little Will Robinson would have banged the shit out of that by some point, you know?
And then eventually her head would have exploded.
Yeah, and Dr. Smith would have been there, too.
Of course.
So, mostly just a lot of Mass Effect 2 then, right?
Yeah, Portal 2, I've still got your copy, and I have not beat it yet.
Seriously?
I'm hooked on Mass Effect.
That's a shorter game. You should.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I'm at the last level. I mean, I've pretty much... It's gotten completely insane.
Do you have a potato yet?
Oh, I've got a potato. Okay. I'm rocking a potato. She is potato-sized.
The ending kind of just comes right up on you in that one pretty fast, so...
You'll know when it's happening.
Yeah, you'll know when you get
it. Oh, it's there. I just haven't...
You took my advice on Mass Effect 2, though, waiting on Omega Station.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I pretty much...
Omega Relay or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going through it. I haven't got the IFF. That's the last thing I have to do. I'm after Samara's daughter. Morinth. Yep. I'm not going to be able to acquire because I don't have that high Paragon. I'm at like...
Well, no, you need a real high Renegade to acquire her.
Renegade? Okay, well, I'm way less on that
because
I'm...
You might be able... It's weird because I've seen it fuck up every once in a while, like in a Paragon character, when it's just kind of...
See, I thought you needed about like 95% or something crazy.
It's weird. It's... The math on it seems weird because there's been times where I shouldn't have gotten her and I was able to, but I chose not to because I really don't like Morinth. So it's one of those things where I think the Paragon Fort's a little bit iffy. So.
You have that mask though, that 10%, and that doesn't show. You can take it off and it doesn't show in your Paragon Renegade. So if you calculate in 10% of what you got, you might be over that line.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not wearing any extra stuff. Or I won't go into that. So
I have some armor.
You haven't finished that quest, have you?
That quest, I guess that's supposed to spark something. I don't get that.
Okay,
but I have a mask that has 10% like speechcraft, basically. I can hear better and tell what they're saying better.
So don't depend on that, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Because he won't be wearing a mask.
I'll be naked.
Ah, you wish, but it's Mass Effect.
Close enough.
He'll be wearing a t-shirt.
I am a female shepherd.
Oh, she's into that.
Yeah, she is, actually. Yeah,
that might be the tipping point for you.
Nice. Yeah. Just a tip, or...
A little archer there.
Nothing but knuckles.
Nothing but knuckles.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to move along to Trent. Hmm? What have you been up to?
You already asked me what have I been playing specifically. Okay, good. Yeah, because you already asked me what I've been up to. Deja vu. Anyway, nothing but knuckles. Write that down. Nothing but knuckles. I like that one. But
it's a saying.
Yeah. It's a saying.
It's a saying.
It's a saying.
Sounds like Goku and Gohan saying, or
I did come up with a new saying this week. When you're about to mount a girl's face, you can say, "Let me put some good news in your mouth." I was watching this horrible movie, and this guy is going off. It's a sci-fi movie, and this guy was going off on this list of just horrible things that are going wrong with the ship. And this chick walks in, and she goes, "Like, well, it's nice to see you with some good news in your mouth." And I was like, "That could be dirty." I'm gonna use that and make it dirty sometimes. So, yeah, let me put some good news in here. So that's gonna go on my list of things you should never say to women that I'm acquiring. I have a huge list.
That you're gonna say anyway.
Yeah, that I say anyway.
Like
tighter than Tessa Washer.
Like tighter than a pig's ass.
Tighter than a pig's arse.
Tighter than a pig's arse.
Pig's arse.
Anyway. I mean, not that I know, but I've heard.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, that's actually a quote from The Witcher, and it goes off just like that, too.
Yeah.
Like, not that I know, but I've heard. It's a saying, right?
Yeah.
It's a saying. I've never heard that saying.
Yeah. But there's other ones, like when you're about to finish inside, you say fire in the hole.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one a lot. So, yeah.
I still
what
like
about
finish
a,
her.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
guys,
yeah,
you
yeah.
still
or
go feel
him.
One?
Yeah,
oh, she's cuter
him.
Than my sister. Wait a minute. I mean, if I don't have any sisters.
One of my favorite ones was actually from Hot Tub Time Machine. It was Rod Corddry whenever he was like having sex with John Cusack's sister. And right when he like finishes, he just goes, "Oh, Shia LaBeouf dropping bombs or dropping loads." That was it. I first heard that, I just started busting up laughing. Because just the way he goes, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, <so. laughs> gotta be a fan of the old classic, you know. And I love you.
Yeah.
Cats are here.
Well, see, I wish I could make a Transformer sound. Yeah. That would be awesome. Or do a pod person scream from Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
You're doing a ritual in Witcher 2 at one point, and there's a sorcerer that's kissing somebody else as part of the ritual. And one of the dwarves off to the side goes, "Ah, oh, my favorite kind of magic, lesbomancy." I was like, "Oh, that's awesome." So, yeah.
Urge to play Arising?
Yeah. That's a good one. Ah, man.
That game is full of amazing quotes.
Yeah. But no, yeah. The wrong things to say at the right times. That's. I should write a book and publish it really quick.
Well, have if you have a certain kind of haircut, you can go up to this one smith, and the smith goes...
Oh, that's talking to me.
So did I.
And the smith talks to the Witcher. He goes, he's like, "At first I get lost, Emo, and then I realized it was you."
Nice. No, I thought he was talking like, I thought he was going to tell me if I had the right type of haircut, I can go on the History Channel and talk about aliens. You're like, aliens. Yeah. Came down, yeah, like, and they safari hunted the aliens. Dinosaurs to make room for bio-implanted humans. Now, see, I wanted to bring that up because I saw a commercial on History Channel, and it was for Ancient Aliens, and I fucking love that show because of how fucking stupid it is sometimes. But it had that crazy dude with the hair. And he's sitting there going
that guy.
Yeah.
Asians.
Yeah, you can put a quote under him that says anything and it's fine. He can be bunnies.
Well, it's just, it just has to be one word, though. Because it doesn't make sense if it's
oops. If it does two. Yeah, just, oops. Yeah. But he looks like Albert Einstein's evil twin. Like the younger version of Einstein. I think that's what he's going for. I don't know. And he's orange like an Oompa Loompa. And he wears this fucking brown suit all the time. And he's got that little pendant of the...
You should know.
Yeah, you should know who we're talking about.
Well, how should I know? What does that
because
mean?
You do nine gag. It's gag all the time. Oh.
But now this guy's just fucking hilarious. I can't remember his name, but he's just fucking hilarious. By the way, he's sitting there going on about ancient aliens, and he's like... he's like talking about aliens coming down to Earth and going on safari to annihilate dinosaurs to make room... for humans to be implanted onto Earth. And it's funny because then they show this cinematic of like this fucking UFO flying above a herd of like velociraptors hunting them down, shooting them with laser beams and shit.
Some off Futurama, just like beep beep.
And I was just thinking to myself, like, whoever fucking made that up with History Channel probably loved every second of it, going like, this is awesome, you know?
Yeah, we're gonna need you to do some extra work this weekend. Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, we need you to make a, you know, little picture of flying saucer.
No, it's a video. It's a video of it, yeah.
That guy.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's awesome.
As opposed to this guy.
So, there's a lot of good ones. There's Willy Wonkers out there.
Willy Wonker? How about Willy Wanker? Is that what you're trying to say there?
He's good looking in, you know, the 1800s. Yeah, it's that old...
See, if you ever want to find out who the hair dude is, the guy we talked about, I think you can just type
in
History Channel hair dude.
See, I just typed in aliens meme.
Oh, yeah.
And that pulled it up.
I'm still a total, like, a surf fan. It's the best.
I still want to see if History Channel hair dude. Oh, my God. Almost every fucking one, if you type in History Channel hair dude, pulls him up.
Well, of course it would.
Oh, God, that looks horrible. Let me see it. Yeah. It's like he's having a stroke. He's,
he's got electrocuted.
It's a little rough.
He's holding onto a jagged ladder.
Yeah, no, he was squinting when he got in the tanning booth that day. Yeah, oh, this is obvious. Aliens are real. Look at my fucking hair.
Bill and I have to be struck by lightning the third time in the same week.
Yeah.
It's a little crispy.
Oh, my God. What is this guy's name? It's something really weird. I just always forget it. Vincent Giorgio. Okay. Giorgio. And the last name is TSQUKALOS. And he's a publisher, Legendary Times Magazine. He's a publisher? What? I didn't know that. He actually has a real job?
Oh, man.
Fuck.
He's not just the alien.
I thought he was just some crazy dude they picked up off the street.
London Times?
Be like, "Hey, you want to put on a suit, crazy dude, and talk about aliens?" He's just like, "Waffle!"
He's like, "Yes."
Yes. But I stand out to the side. Like, he's measuring his dick constantly.
Or seeing Bill Cosby. He's like, "Rizzle frazzle, jello."
Ancient aliens. Ancient astronauts came down, and they built the whole thing. Like, how animated he gets.
His eyes.
He's like, his parents are not proud.
You see, the predators used to hunt the aliens. Yeah. And what happened here is
that sounds like Bill Cosby. Like, yeah. The aliens came down. They were hunting.
Be a cross between that and Richard Pryor on Men.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but every sentence when Bill Cosby is on the History Channel talking about ancient aliens ends with, "And then they ate pudding." God,
buy Jello. Subliminal message.
Mm-hmm. Get the little Jello jingle at the end.
Now, Bill Cosby would be an interesting gamer to rage, to have a rage fit. Yeah. So I'm going to tie you up, cover you, and spank you. What?
Oh, there's some quick thumping going on next
some wall door. Beating going on. Yeah. I'll have to go give a knock somewhere. On the door. Go say howdy doody to the neighbors.
Might have to break up some guy with his mom in a headlock. So.
Yeah. Seriously, right?
Yeah. She's off her meds.
You're going to grab some BDUs.
Anyways, yeah. I played some Batman Arkham City because the new Batman DLC is going to be coming out soon. I've already beaten it on Xbox, but I picked it up on PC for cheap, and I really want to check it out. The game's beautiful on PC. It looks great. And I'm debating on which one I want to grab. Yeah, I hear that.
And they're getting it.
That's a kitchen outside.
Right there. No, it's right here.
Hey,
is
some
it
people
there,
like to keep it real.
It
no,
knocking?
It's right here. It's a kitchen on the other side.
That's how you make a marriage last.
They're doing dishes and cooking.
Cook and then make dinner afterwards.
No, you beat her until she's afraid to leave. That's how you make it last. You
know, she had one black eye. I knew she was a fast learner.
Yeah, you go Bing Crosby on them. So, okay. Like, bag of Louisiana oranges don't leave bruises.
Hey, it's been plenty long now. I think we can all celebrate Whitney Houston's 4 months of sobriety.
Yeah, I'm not an asshole anymore. Because when she died, it snowed here for one day. For one day during Christmas, it actually snowed, and I got online and I said, "In memoriam of Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown rented an airliner and sprinkled crack rocks all over the Midwest."
Oh God,
Jesus Christ!
And I put it on my Facebook, and I put, "Oh, I feel bad now," but I'm no longer an asshole. That was better. That was way better. No, Where did you hear that?
The beatings got so bad that she actually left Bobby Brown and left him for Michael Jackson. I mean, that's how bad it was. They were getting pretty rough around the house, as the word goes.
No, where did you hear that? Versus sobriety joke.
It's word on the street.
Okay, <I'm> just... You should have just lied.
Get some
and said,
street
I made
cred,
it
bro. I did.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I it's as like a faint memory from like 2 months ago.
Really?
But I don't know where from.
I
honestly couldn't
like
pull it out of my ass if I tried to.
That's a good one.
It's tight, but
yeah. It's a tight fit.
Exit only, huh?
Yeah. Anyways, no, Harlequin's Revenge.
To Josh.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not gay because we're roommates. Come on.
But here you go. Here you go, Holly. Since you're such a Harley Quinn fan.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you in on Harlequin's Revenge. It's going to come out, the Game of the Year edition. Or basically collector's edition, sorry. Batman. Arkham City is going to be coming out in the U.S. before the U.K., before Europe, but significantly. It's coming out in, I think, June here, and then fucking September.
Damn,
for Europe.
It must be some kind of weird licensing issue.
I don't know, but the DLC is going to be included inside that Game of the Year edition, but you can also buy it by itself. It's the Game of the Year is going to come with all DLCs prior, plus that one. So I'm kind of interested to see that. But here's the basic story. You know, have you beaten the game?
No, not yet.
I'm not going to tell you this part then. By the way,
I saw the end of it.
Oh, you already did?
Yeah.
Okay. The game's been out long enough, so I'll go ahead and
I haven't played it.
How long has that game been out?
Since about 5 months.
October.
Six,
it's fair game.
8 months.
Six, 7 months.
You can say it, and
okay.
I'll cry later.
It's still a good game. Okay. The Joker's dead. Batman, I'm sorry. Anyway, the Joker's dead.
Harlequin's
kind of yeah.
Wait, in the movie or out of the movie? Oh,
dude, you see, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
That
he overdosed on sleeping pills. Anyway, but no,
long sleep.
Dude, if you haven't seen the advertisements that sit there and show Harlequin and the poster of the Joker says "Rip, sweetie," have you not seen those? They're all over the fucking place. So
they're still all over.
For the new DLC, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've had them up for like about 2 months now in preparation for this DLC to say it's going to continue after the game. So, by the way, from the looks of it, Harley Quinn's pissed. She wants revenge, even though Batman technically really didn't do anything bad. But well, he sort of did, actually. But either way, I'll leave that for you to find out, Justin, and to decide.
Thank you.
But either way, she wants revenge. She's dyed her hair back to its regular color as
blonde.
A brunette.
Just all blonde?
No, she's not blonde. Harley Quinn's a brunette, naturally. But she's pregnant, which follows with the old series. With the original stuff, is that she's pregnant.
The Joker baby?
Yeah. She's pregnant with the Joker's baby. She's pissed off as shit. She's basically re-engineered the entire gang in a different way, and she's looking for revenge against Batman. Now, what's his name? The guy who originally did the Batman voice for the anime series is in this one. He does the voice for Batman in this. Here's a cool thing. Is I remember that he fucked up and let something slip, because in the game you only talk to Robin like one time and you tell him to do one thing, but he said Well, blah, blah, blah. I did a lot of recordings where I was giving assignments to Nightwing and Robin for things for them to go do, and that was not supposed to be said. So we all knew that there were going to be a bunch of interactions with Nightwing and Robin, and from the looks of it, you might actually play as Robin in some of the DLC, possibly, or as Batman, they don't know. But it could be along the lines of when Harlequin was really mad. I think she was broken up with Joker in the animated series, and she actually successfully kidnapped Batman and had
him...
And then
hung him over Piranhas.
Yeah, and Batman had to play a little mind game with her to get her to convince the Joker to come and save him.
what he did was, if you do this, if you end up killing me, Joker isn't going to be happy with you.
Yeah.
He's going to hate you even more because I'm the only thing that he... that he wants any part of.
Yeah.
He wants
to kill
love
me
himself.
Anybody. Yeah, he says that he doesn't love anybody but himself. And but either way, it looks like it might go that way. Who knows? But it definitely is cool. It's not going to be a really long DLC, but it looks like there might actually be the possibility of adding DLC into the DLC later to unlock more of the buildings throughout the entire... Because there are a lot of places you can go into.
So is this going to come with a collector's edition?
This will come with a collector's edition, or it'll be 800 points, which is $10. It's supposed to be maybe a 2-4 hour game. It's just an add-on. I did see some stuff from the Batcave, so maybe there'll be some of that.
Yeah.
Be interesting.
Awesome. So, we'll get more into news later.
Yes.
But as far as games...
I wanted to bring that up because I'm excited.
Okay.
So, yeah. And that explains why I've been playing Batman so much. Because I spent a lot of time playing Batman this weekend.
Yeah, didn't you finally finish Assassin's Creed as well?
Yeah, I finished Assassin's Creed Revelations. I actually did not mind it. So.
I'm still pissed with it.
I'm at that point where I'm looking forward to the next one. So I told you why I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
The ending, the possibilities it opened up. So I'm all down with that shit. Yeah, first generation DNA inside of Desmond
means
that he can go back to when the gods were around.
It felt like a really long bolted on game to the series. That's my problem. It was the worst out of all of them.
It seemed like they were like... No, what it seemed like is, okay,
so like a really long DLC? They bolted two DLCs together?
Well, no, it seems like they knew that they were going to be doing part 3.
Yeah.
And they needed to wrap up the Ezio and Altair shit that they kind of started, the other group, before part 3 came out.
They
so
could have charged $30
and
did that.
They could have. The city, Constantinople, is actually pretty big for the size.
Constantinople?
No, they call it Constantinople in the game. That's actually how
it I thought it was Istanbul. No.
Yeah. we'll leave that to the Turks. So. By the way, no, they call it Constantinople constantly because that's actually...
Somebody write in and correct them.
Dude, play the fucking game. There's nothing called Constantinople.
It's phonetic. Spell it out. Yeah. Hooked on Phonics. Download it for you.
It's Constantinople. But if you play the game and you listen to them, Ezio keeps saying Constantinople.
Who's the voice actor? So,
I'm
going to
find out later.
Joke.
Yeah.
Find out later.
I played it like
email him
5 days ago. So, by the way, where was I before he had to butt in with his ignorance?
Ignorance.
Enlightenment, actually.
Actually, it was enlightenment.
He was clearing some ignorance off the table.
Dude, no. He fucking calls it Constantinople constantly in the entire fucking game.
I'm just saying.
I know it's Constantinople because, one, I know who fucking They Might Be Giants are.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at.
I know. But because of a fucking 90s rock song, you think that's actually fucking proper? You're basing all your wisdom off of a band called They Might Be Giants.
But what I'm saying is that if someone from London comes over here and they're like, oh, go close the garage, am I going to start saying garage or am I going to keep calling it like garage because that's how
okay, fine. But in the game, when you're sitting there listening to say Constantinople for fucking 20 goddamn hours
straight, it does beat it in your brain.
Yeah, it beats in your brain.
How dare
you? It's Constantinople. It's Constantinople. It's also Istanbul.
We're go
it
that
doesn't
route.
Fucking matter.
We're going to go that route.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, Istanbul.
So you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to bring up another one, but I'm not going to do it. So I was going to bring up the original New York, but I won't do that. So never mind.
So anything else to be playing?
Fuck you. No, sorry.
What a game?
I was going to do the French thing, but no. Let's see. Well, we were up with Revelations, as I was saying before, I was happy with it. You're irritated. I understand that.
I'm irritated with the ending. I'm irritated with how they...
Constantinople?
And I'm irritated with how they quote unquote closed the whole Lucy thing. I'm also irritated with all the fucking mini games with the fucking Animus Island and...
Well, they didn't close the Lucy thing. They just kind of blew out another cliffhanger. So.
Yeah, that was the big cliffhanger that they again left with a year later.
Yeah.
Which still pissed me off. I was like, they could have done something better with that. And they could have had you come out of the fucking Animus. That pisses me off. The tower defense is fucking horrible and the all the busy work they throw in between to make the game longer pissed me off. That's my bitch with it. So out of all the Assassin's Creed, I was the least satisfied with that one.
The story is there, like when you're in the when you're not on Animus Island, but when you're actually in the city running around doing stuff with the.
I get the story. It's the presentation that pisses me off.
I understand that the story is just as much there. I mean, it wasn't as complex as like the Borgia story, which is fucking fantastic. That was
like
a good one.
Two had an amazing story.
It wasn't as complex as that. It was just a simple power struggle between the would-be fucking prince and would-be king and the wannabe.
I'd have been happier with the game had they finished all the Ezio stuff basically in a DLC.
Yeah.
And Altair in a DLC and just said, fuck it, we're going back to the original team. Mm-hmm. We're starting on Assassin's Creed 3 proper, not another branch out game.
Yeah.
Because these have felt like kind of what Call of Duty does with the yearly release thing. That's what it's felt like. That's why I'm pissed. I want a proper, good fucking game. Yeah. Fucking God bless it that we're actually getting a fucking proper game at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna believe in Assassin's Creed again.
Because that one does look fantastic. I was a little iffy at first when I saw it because I was just like, really?
And then I saw it, and
I was like, that looks cool.
Parkouring through trees and shit
And then participating in parts of the battles and things like that. I mean, I'm getting a little bit of a patriotism boner just
that's the thing is in their article they wrote, they said that they're staying away from actually making it to where you're actually on either side.
Yeah,
you're assassinating American targets as well as British targets.
But you're getting right in the middle of that battle to do so.
Yeah, but you're in the middle
of
it.
And that's fucking cool.
So that'll be interesting. So, but
they could have gave him a more Native American looking outfit, though. Well, he's supposed to be Native American, so...
But he's also supposed to be an assassin, so...
But, I mean, we kind of live in Oklahoma, and it's kind of like five civilized tribes, and how many people do you walk around in?
Yeah, I don't see too many people in headdress and feathers.
Not in the 1700s, though. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at.
Probably less than now, I'm afraid to.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if he's sneaking around assassinating people and he's trying to be sneaky about it, why wear the white hoodie that sticks out like a fucking...
Well, you don't want to walk on the battlefield wearing, like, full-ass Indian garb and everything with the tomahawk in your hand, because then you'll really stick out.
Well, you could dress up as, like, a red coat or a fucking...
But then you're still going to be targeted by the other side if you're kind of neutral.
Well, if you're neutral, you really stick out. That's what I'm saying.
It's not like they're, like, trying to recruit you.
So anyways, moving on.
Oh my god. Well, that's a pretty robe you're wearing.
There's some fancy feathers.
Fancy feathers.
No, I'm an 8 Cherokee and I've never worn a headdress in my life. And I don't.
Well, I'm not saying that you should. I'm just saying that the time period, maybe he should look.
Is
maybe
he offending you?
Not at all. Yeah. I mentioned the other 3/4 of me is German, so.
Yeah.
Roar.
Nice.
So, anyways, anything else?
Other than that, I bought Alan Wake. Like I said, I'm actually just finished installing it while we're doing this.
Nice.
Because I didn't want to. I don't like leave my computer on overnight. So, and it was going really slow. I think I was only getting like 300 megs
per second. Anything.
And like I don't know what was going on, but I came home today and started downloading. I was up to like fucking almost two megs per second. I was like, oh, thank God. Yeah, it's back to normal. Justin's done spanking off.
So, you went to bed early.
HD porn sucks
it down. Yeah, I bet
you
went to bed early. That's why it was going so slow. It's like.
Downloading collection,
one out, you know. So.
Bang Brothers 1 through 75.
yeah.
So I guess I'll move along to me because Holly has the only one with real new games.
Well, I am buying Max Payne.
Yeah, I'm getting Diablo, we'll be talking about that.
Ooh. I might buy both. Haven't decided.
I'm gonna have to buy a new computer if I want Diablo 3, and I'm going to.
Yeah, just go through Newegg, man. Beautiful place.
Build it.
Yeah.
So I've been playing. Of course, I've been trying to wrap up Risen 2. Risen 2 is still fairly entertaining. And then I played a better game. I played a lot of Witcher 2, and I know I've been touching on it the last couple of weeks, but I haven't really explained it. And I think the biggest thing that kind of sets us apart from other RPGs is just how diverse the story is. It's not like Skyrim. Skyrim's a good game. I'm not going to bash it too much or anything, because I like that game. It's a game of the year. But the quests aren't real tied I guess they are kind of tied together, but it's not in the way that this is. It's not an open-ended RPG. You get semi-open-ended environments for each of the areas that you play in, but the story takes you in different directions. Like, it really takes you in different directions. So I was explaining to you off the cast, you know, you start off and you can kind of join the revolutionaries, you can join the Imperials. And the first time that I played it through, the first couple of times I played it through on PC, I played as an Imperial and followed the story of Geralt the Witcher and Roach. And Roach is the Imperial agent that's kind of on the fringe, kind of showing you how to get this Assassin of Kings. And so I was following that story, and then this time around I was like, you know what, I want to try to go with the revolutionary story. And you follow the story of an elf called Yorveth. And going through the story, I went from playing in these, like, you play Act 1 pretty much the same in each of these different games that I've played. You can kind of take different angles with different things because you have discovered several more quests, and I think part of that's just some of the added in stuff. But after Chapter 1, I made a decision to go with the Revolutionaries, and it drastically changed the story. Like, completely changed it. My quest changed. What I did in the environments changed. I played everything from a different perspective, and it felt like a totally different game. And that's something that I haven't gotten from an RPG. Like, you always play... You play Mass Effect, you got a fairly open-ended story. You play Fallout, fairly open-ended story. And you can have diverse experiences with that, but it's never very... Well, not in the fact... Not in Bethesda games, but in BioWare games. I mean, it's fairly cohesive, and it kind of leads up to a certain point, but regardless of how you do it, you kind of do it in stages, and you're always going to come to those same stages, and then the game's going to end. Well, I've gone through this through Chapter 2, and Chapter 2 is completely different. The outcome was completely different. The story was completely different. Then I moved on to Act 3, and I approached that a completely different way than I did before, and got myself captured and thrown in a dungeon instead of sitting through and doing a bunch of quests for the villagers. I'm doing quests for different people in a different part of the city. And so it's completely changed my outlook on the game, on top of all the fucking amazing dialogue. I mean, it's the dirtiest shit game. I mean, you fight a guy named Tassel Dicks, and...
What?
there's a lot of minigames in The Witcher. You got the dice game, which is basically dice poker, and you can bet people, and you play so many people per area, and you beat them, and it's like a mini side quest thing to make money.
But his name is Tassel Dicks?
Well, all the different... You can fight. So, in every town, there's a place where you can fight, like an inn, and you can fight different people to make money, and it's not sword fights or anything like that. It's boxing. And so the boxing is like a quick time event game, which isn't bad. It's really entertaining to watch. But yeah, all the boxers have different names, and so like they'll say his name is Tassel Dicks because he can hang a bucket of water from his cock, you know, something crazy like that. And so they all have these stupid, like, you know, wrestling names basically, but they're really, really vulgar, and it's pretty funny. But the boxing in Witcher is always fucking amazing anyway. But moving on from the boxing, though, the actual story is what's impressed me so much. And there's a shitload of TNA. I mean, yeah, that's a bonus. It's funny how much they...
Yeah, it's a boner.
It's a boner. But it's funny how they bitch so much about the Mass Effect series and the quote-unquote TNA and that, because you never see anything. And there's full-on nudity in The Witcher. Probably I've seen full-on nudity at least 6 or 7 times at this point. And so there's different people like, oh, you saved me in such and such town, I need to repay you. And he's like, but I'll sleep with you tonight, or I can give you money. And you're just like, how much money? 100 orins? I don't care. Let's see what happens with this.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of funny, but it's a full-on mature game. And I mean, it doesn't take it to the point of being like as over the top as we are by any means. I mean, you just see some full frontal nudity and whatever, and hear some moans, and it moves on to the next scene. But more so than that, though, it's just the dialogue, just like the quotes that I was bringing up, things like that, you know, just, like, it doesn't take itself too seriously, because you'll get these vulgar, stupid jokes, like, in between everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a point where I'm trying to capture a succubus, because the Witcher's a monster hunter, and so, in order to capture the succubus, I have to lure it out. Well, I take my buddy, and I say, hey, why don't you go play your lute over there, and, like, during the quest, like, there's a timer, and you gotta pick different options, and that's the different verses he's gotta sing, and if you don't sing them right... She's like, oh, this is horrible. I'm not going to come out. And I failed it a couple times. But so I finally draw the succubus out. And then I'm playing as the other character. And you have the option to go down into this lair. And so I did, just for the hell of it, to see what happened. And then it pans back over to Geralt. And he's like, what a fucking idiot. I can't believe you just did that. He's like, I got to go save his ass. And so you need to go over there and figure out something else about the quest. But like all the quests kind of have these different choices and different ways of approaching things, where you'll start off from the Witcher's point of view, and then you'll move over to some other important character in the game and play from their point of view to kind of finish the quest or do different things. And so it takes a unique perspective on role-playing games and really fleshes out the story in a way that not a lot of games have. Like, some games are kind of story-light and kind of throw you this big concept of what's going on, and then you're just kind of thrown in the middle of it, kind of like what Skyrim is. You can read the books and learn the lore and things like that. Well, The Witcher, like, full-on just, like, shoves you right in the middle of it. And once it's shoved you in the middle of it, it doesn't shy away from this big open world that it's... or this big, really dense story that it's created. And it makes you understand it in a really good way. So you're taking place in this big ass story, but it's just interesting how the flowchart goes and how it kind of knits all this stuff together and makes a really, really good story. So it's one of my favorite RPGs of all time. The Xbox version doesn't look worse than the PC version, or doesn't look that much worse, is really an understatement. And I don't want anybody to take that the wrong way, because the graphics on this look up there with like any AAA game, like Mass Effect or anything like that. They are still fucking phenomenal. If you're going to get a PC to run it on Ultra, it takes it to gaming to a new level. It looks like something. It looks better than Crysis when you run it on full Ultra settings. But, I mean, they still keep the depth of field and things like that in there. But it's just, you can tell the draw distance on it's not the same, and some of the textures aren't the same resolution because you're not playing in Ultra HD. But even with that being said, it comes on 2 discs. I got to Chapter 3 and then plugged in the next disc. So with the amount of content they've kind of seamlessly interwoven with it and changed some of the story around with different things, I really expect this to really finish really strong. And I can't say enough good things about it.
Referencing weaving.
Well, it's just...
That's the first time he did it.
No, he said it a few times.
Oh. Yeah. I said knitting.
Knitting, weaving, woven. It's just, I'm like...
Some motherly instincts kicking in there.
Yeah, I know. It's like, are you thinking of sweaters right now?
No, sweaters.
You want a macrame?
No, it's Star Wars.
That's really making what we're going to get. That sounds really, really good.
Yeah, it's a really fucking amazing game. So I'll be writing my review for it after I beat it, because after seeing all the additional content, I'm sure this will have a different ending than what I did last time.
It'll just be woven in there.
It'll be...
weaved in.
I don't think more knitted.
No, they just slide it under the rug.
Yeah.
Did they knit that rug themselves?
Yes. Nice. Yes.
I think it'll be crossed.
With their
needles. Oh. Right in there.
Crochet.
Yeah. Crocheted, yes. But anyways, yeah, it's a fucking amazing game. And
embroidered. It'll be embroidered at the end. Wow. Yeah.
Takes some mad skill to do that.
Yeah.
Or just sewn in.
Just plain old sewn in.
Just sewn in, yeah.
So you're really close with your grandmother, Nelson?
Yeah, I kissed her on the mouth once.
I hear she was pretty cute. Yeah. The 1910s.
So anyways, the only other thing I really played with, of course, was Halo Reach this weekend. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
We played till way too late.
We dominated, then we were dominated. So,
we got dominated by some people that had some ridiculous headshot skills.
Honest with you, there was a little bit more than headshot skills.
We didn't know if there was a mod going on or not, because they were almost falling through walls.
Yeah,
because
I was actually crouched. There was nobody on screen, and they were all fucking with you guys, and I was crouched in an area waiting, and this guy just knew right where I was and threw a fucking grenade around the corner, and I was crouched. There's no way you can see anybody when you're crouched. And just, bam.
Maybe heard you talking.
No, I was sitting there. It's whenever it was really quiet, and I just went, motherfucker, like out of nowhere, because I was like, I called bullshit.
So, they were all sitting up on top of that tower and sniping us from all angles of the level.
This was outside.
And we had pop out for 1 second, and we're dead.
Yeah.
It was somebody was like calling it. I mean, there was somebody just like looking around like crazy.
Yeah.
He's like, 12 o'clock. Take a headshot.
Yeah. By the tree. Man, bring back some freaking Halo 2 and some super jumping any day.
Yeah.
Any day. Just get rid of these 12-year-olds beating my ass on the Reach. It's painful, dude. I go to bed, I'm like, get some freaking Vicks VapoRub, rubbing it down there, hoping the fumes will help me.
Vicks VapoRub? Bad.
Well, yeah. I gotta support my own product. Reppin'.
So, Holly, bringing it around to you.
Yes.
What have you been playing?
Well, since I've been working, I haven't really had time to play anything that often, so today I actually downloaded 2 games.
Yay!
Yeah.
Holly's playing games again.
Yeah, I didn't get to play that much of either one of them just because I had a lot of shit that I had to do today. But
Justin's gonna make this really long.
But I did download. I downloaded the Walking Dead video game.
You're gonna have to explain that. Is it a video game?
That's a QuickTime event.
Yeah, it's more QuickTime. It's more, I don't know, like
storyboards.
Pretty much. And then they just give you options to say different things. And then, like, up in the corner, it's like, Clementine will remember you said that. I'm just like, okay.
Well, I hope she fucking does.
What is it? Care. Is it voice acted?
Yeah, it's voice acted.
Is it animated?
Yeah, it's animated. It looks really...
Like Borderlands, or...?
I wouldn't say Borderlands. It looks more like a comic book.
So more like a comic book than Borderlands.
Yeah, it's very comic book-esque. But, I mean, it looks really cool. I mean, obviously the graphics aren't that great just because it looks like a comic book. I mean, it's not they don't look realistic or anything like that, but...
Well, that can go both ways. Like, the Spider-Man game that came out a couple years ago, like, the first game we ever reviewed.
Yeah.
That looked like a comic book, and it looked fucking amazing.
Well, yeah, at points, this one is, like, very...
Also, that was a different
comic
style, though.
Like, layered.
Okay.
Like, it's, like, depth of field.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's more like flat cutouts on a stage, yeah. And
those are just a lot of the cutscenes.
Yeah.
But then whenever you're actually like kind of playing, then it's more of a video game feel, but it still looks comic book like.
But just for fairness, I mean, Spider-Man and Walking Dead are way different.
No, no, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying like the comic book style of Amazing Spider-Man and or in Shattered Dimensions.
Shattered Dimensions, yeah.
Yeah, that looks fucking badass.
Yeah, it was good, yeah. I'm still waiting for a noir Spider-Man game.
So I still don't know a whole lot about this. Kind of describe, like, maybe a scene from the level. Like, how does it play out?
Tap B, zombie is attacking.
That's exactly it.
No, I had Jurassic Park, so I know what it's like.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean,
you move at all, or...
They move.
you can walk around a little bit, which the camera angles, obviously, I get really pissed off with camera angles.
Yeah,
it's super,
but
like,
they,
fixed perspective.
You can't move them at all.
That's just a thing where if you push
along.
The button, it'll bring up the tiles for different areas in the room you can walk to investigate or do something. Because that's the way Jurassic Park
No, they just have, you can walk around. You've got that option, but the camera never really moves. Or it's just like it's always in front of you, so you're always walking towards the camera.
That's
like,
and then,
kind of like,
and
Resident
then as you're
Evil
walking
too.
Away, as you're walking away, then it'll get you, like, then it'll be behind you, or it'll be like diagonally behind you. So you're trying to walk straight, but to walk straight, you have to like
go at an angle.
You have to go like left and back. Like, I don't know. It's that's really irritating
that'd
about
be a
it.
Diagonal
but
angle.
But luckily, you don't have to do it that often. So that's good, but I mean, the story so far, I guess, is...
It's kind of autopilot.
Yeah. And you actually end up at Herschel's barn, or
house.
No,
nice
spoiler.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
You get there within, like, 15 minutes, so it's not a big deal. But you're, like, you're protecting this little girl. Like, you're on your way to a prison.
I was going to say, you're ex-con.
Yeah, you're an ex-con because I think it was the mayor or something like that was sleeping with your wife, so you killed him. And then,
take that, mayor.
Yeah.
Take that.
So,
and go
so
to
you're
jail.
On. So you're on.
Mayor of this. Pop.
You're on your way to prison, and like the cop's talking to you the entire time he's driving, and he's actually a pretty decent guy, I guess. I was playing my cards right, so you know, choosing all the right
choosing
words.
Choosing good things to say to cops.
Yeah,
all he knows how to
pretty much.
Grease
well,
the
most
wheels.
Of the time, I just didn't even say anything because it gives you that option almost every single.
So like a dialogue
conversation
wheel.
Yeah.
So without spoiling the story too much, it's basically like an interactive story.
Yeah.
less a game, more of an interactive story. Yeah. Do you think $5 is a good price point for episode one?
Yeah. I guess.
Do you think if you're into Walking Dead, do you think it'd be worth $5?
It doesn't. I mean, it's not really like. I guess I don't know.
Because I mean,
I only played an hour of it, and I just got to one particular point that kind of feels like it would be Walking Dead like.
Yeah.
Other than that,
and one thing a lot of people need to realize: this is not based on the actual comics. This is a total side story.
Yeah.
That's just going to tie a few things in, but it's its own independent story completely.
Like Herschel's the only character that I've seen that's from.
I think they're
going to
have a few in the other episode.
I think they may have the Asian guy in it. Like, he looks really familiar. It looks like that Asian guy. What was his name?
Glenn.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you end up at the prison, which is where the season's about to go to in three. But I heard somebody talking about that they might end up there. And if they do that, depending on what time frame this comic takes place during, then you might run into Rick and Lori, or at least a couple of them like Glenn. So,
Yeah. I don't know, and he's like, he is the clumsiest fucking person in the world, my character that you play. He's like running away from zombies, and he'll trip and fall like 15 times, and it's so annoying with everything. And he's like, he's got a zombie that's coming up on him, and he's got a shotgun, and he's trying to put the shotgun shell in it.
Sorry, I was having to do a volume check. <He's> I thought he was telling me, don't spoil it, and I'm like, what am I spoiling? Because he always does that, because I'm like, prison, that's all. I didn't say what happens, who dies, what. I didn't say anything. What?
No,
it's like, it's your fault you haven't read the comic.
But no, like, he's trying to put a shotgun shell in the shotgun, and the zombie's, like, 3 feet away from him, and he just keeps on, like, fucking up. So, of course, it waits until the last second until the zombie's there, so you've got, like, 2 seconds to aim up and shoot him, which the aiming mechanics aren't really that great either. I think it's just really sensitive. I don't know if you can change that or not.
Well, it's like Telltale Games isn't really their, when it comes to shooting mechanics, it's not their usual waters, so.
Well, they did Sam and Max, but.
They'd be in strange waters, but it's one of those things where it's not their usual forte, so I'll cut them a little slack on that, but I don't know. I wasn't very happy with Jurassic Park because of that.
Kind of burned you?
Well, it kind of burned me because, I mean, when I heard they were doing a new Jurassic Park game and all they showed us was a screenshot that didn't say who was making it at the time, and I just saw this awesome screenshot. Just like, oh, dude, that's gonna fucking rock.
I haven't played a Jurassic Park game since I played it on Game Boy.
Yeah, I was like, that's gonna fucking kick ass. And then I heard it was Telltale Games, so I was like, And then I heard it was a QuickTime game, and I was like, oh, fuck me, dude. That just ruined my whole fucking year. Because I love Jurassic Park.
I like dinosaurs like nobody's business.
Yeah. And when I heard that the story was supposed to be at the same time as the first movie, you know, I was like, oh, that's going to be awesome. They're going to go into the whole side story with the fucking rival company and all that's going to be kick ass. And then I started playing it and I was just like, boring.
This is really upsetting.
Yeah, I was like, the areas look cool, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got bored with it. I was playing like Super Dad and I'm just like, I could deal with that, but it's boring. Really boring.
And that's the same way that the Walking Dead game is. I mean, for the most part, you're just, what I've done the entire time I've been playing is basically, like, you can walk to different people and you can talk to them and make them like you or hate you or whatever. You can lie to them or tell them the truth. But then you're just, like, you're searching for things the entire time.
Yeah.
So do you have, like, an inventory of survival items?
I have a walkie-talkie and I think
tampons.
A Band-Aid.
Tampons. No, there's the tampons for men.
And a douche.
Band-Aids are, it's like, it's bleeding, plug it up.
It's more like manpons, you know? You kind of shart yourself every now and then. You're like, oh, zombie! Oh, dang it!
Yeah.
I only got like,
zombie, don't make me shit myself!
Swap the manpons!
Yeah. Yeah.
Gross.
Now, a man with a weak bladder and a weak anus would definitely have to wear Depends.
IBS and the zombie apocalypse would not be a great thing.
Well, that was actually covered in Zombieland. So yeah, I remember. Yeah, at the very beginning. Yeah, he's just kind of like IBS.
We've got our rules.
Yeah, the rules. We'll always wash your hands. Seriously, no. I was reading this thing where it talked about how many people usually do not wash their hands after crapping, and I was just like, that is so gross. So gross. Anyways, so what's the other game that you grabbed?
The other game was Minecraft.
I know. Oh, yeah, you just said it. Minecraft?
Yes.
Don't give me that look. You look like an owl. You're like,
oh, I look like an owl.
Perched up there, naysaying, looking down from
her
tower.
Because I have little.
Can your head spin around?
No.
Little hooters.
You know I don't have little hooters.
Holy cyst. It's
Exorcist Holly. Exorcist Holly cyst? No, that sounds bad. It's just like,
Oh, it sounds real bad.
She like lifts her boob up and says,
again,
I'm a Holly cyst.
Hey, I'm a professional boob inspector here. Self-accredited.
But no, so I picked up Minecraft for the 360, and I know that once I get the hang of it, I'm actually going to become really addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
Even just, I don't know, like, I like building things.
Yeah.
Well, you get to do a lot of that.
I know, and that's what I'm excited about. Like, I didn't care for Viva Pinata, but the fact that you can go around and just organize shit,
mm-hmm.
I love that.
You're the little OCD monster, and you're just like,
yes.
Yeah!
That's why I've been playing that game for 2 years.
Yeah, and that's what I'm gonna love about it. I don't know how to do anything. Like, I was literally just going around, like, beating stuff with flowers and feathers and...
Yeah, that's not the way to do it.
It still gets
rid
of it.
Start punching a tree and then start making some
tools. Did you try the Kinect features yet, or...?
I don't think my Kinect works.
Oh.
That's right, because her cat chewed the cord.
Oh, yeah.
I can fix that.
Damn pussy. No.
Damn pussy. Naughty pussy. Not a kitty.
But
quit it.
Honestly, on the OCD manner, though, like, on Morrowind, you know, Elder Scrolls 3... I used to spend the most time, probably more than I did trying to kill Vivek with just infinite life on, just beating on him for days. You know, I wasted more time just organizing the skulls and candles up to my door in Balmora. I just killed old Draenei Thalas and lived in her house. Every character, that's the first thing I went is just whacked her, killed that big rat, and I had myself a cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't you say you had, like, so much money on your fucking bed that you glitched it out?
Dude, oh, that was on Oblivion. I just took all the jewels in the whole game, piled them up on my bed and anvil, and I had a bunch of Varla stones. Wow, the whole place is humming, all these big old Oblivion, like, gate stones. I can't remember what they're called. The orbs
yeah.
that are rolling around. You just mm-hmm. keep tripping on them when you're coming in. It's like, the whole thing's glitching out. That's how I like my house.
Yeah,
you see it glowing from a side, like the other side of the town. It's
you
all
walk,
blue.
You walk into your house in dubstep mode.
Yeah. Now, in Morrowind, I actually spent 3 months going around just killing everybody in the game. The guards respawn, but merchants and people don't. So
keep selling it on.
I murdered everybody. It was a ghost town. Yeah, there was only respawnable characters were left. That was it.
The worst thing was when I found out, you know, you can soul trap on self, and then you cast a summon.
Mm.
You cast another summon. Now you've got two. 3 times 20, and you just have pretty much enough where your Xbox is just like, and it glitches out. And that's when you get so angry, you saw the X off of it, and it just turns into a box because that's all it is to you anymore. It just freezes up every time you try to load your game.
That's why I keep telling my women that's all they are, just a box. Yeah. And then they become Xbox.
This is true.
There we go.
Oh, reversed there. Reversed it.
Xbox. I just heard it.
Full circle. Pound it. That's the same.
Yeah.
That's a saying.
Yeah, that's my Xbox.
Full circle, pound it.
You're like, who's she? That's my Xbox.
Tight like a pig's ass.
Pass a pound to the right.
That's why she's an egg. She's not tight like a pig's ass. So,
real quick for you, Holly, as far as
like I put
figuring
my
out how
in and just
let's try that again.
Back.
Let's try that again.
So for everybody else that is playing Minecraft, if you want to find the recipes, because the recipes are pretty important. And you probably won't discover them all on your own. Just saying.
Yeah.
MarthaStewart.com.
Minecraft, it's Minecraft Wiki. If you look up Minecraft Wiki, there's the guide for your first night. There's
it's Martha's Big Minecraft Guide.
The Marther Guide.
MarthasMineshaft.com.
I like that.
We be mining day and night.
Martha's Mineshaft.
Yeah. We bout it day.
Nice.
So, but yeah, Minecraft Wiki is an invaluable resource for building. So,
for building.
Building.
Like, B-I-L-L-D. My tongue is just moving.
I know, he has mini strokes right every
like
episode. He's
mouth.
Just like, and next on the teat cast. Reboot.
Dirt. So. Can have one of these. They will wake you up.
Yeah, they will.
Poison your body.
Yeah, I won't drink that shit. That's horrible.
Yeah,
so,
me neither.
Anything
and I
else,
drink this shit.
It moves really well. Like, I've never...
Well, you just noticed?
Well, no, like, I never played it on PC.
that's
I never played it on PC, so I didn't know what to expect from it. I mean, obviously it looks like Minecraft. I mean, the graphics aren't great.
Well, it's kind of hard to fuck up Minecraft. It's just like, this looks pixelated. Fuck this.
Well, that should be something that's carried over easy to Xbox, because usually computers are overpowered as far as gaming goes, and then you try to bring that to an Xbox, they have to cut like 3/4 of the code out, and you're dealing with, you know, instead of solid structures, you just got to paint and paste it onto a shape. And that saves a lot of the Xbox, but it's still...
Well, there's
it's
that, and now
demand.
With Teslaization being exactly what you're talking about, where the bump mapping kind of sticks out and they add shadows to the individual surfaces.
Mini stroke.
bump mapping, yes.
He's just going to run down one night.
Nosbot, power down.
Nosbot.
Yeah, Nosbot.
So I'm just going to stop. But anyways, we're going to take a break. So
yes.
I think that's necessary at this point.
Here, I'll show you the computer.
See you guys in a minute.
And we're back from our break. A little longer than we expected, but hey, that's how we roll.
It is.
So,
always a little longer than she expected.
Better. So, anyways.
I expected it.
I wanted to kind of start off with some news.
She just couldn't feel it.
And so, bring it around to news. Holly, did you have any news?
I have a little bit.
You want to bring it up?
Sure. BioShock Infinite was supposed to be released October 6th of this year. They've actually pushed it to February 26th.
Yeah, and I think they did that for... They wanted to add some extra things in.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I'm cool with it.
I'm okay with it. I want to play it as soon as possible, but just as long as they're taking care of it.
As long as they're adding content, whatever.
Or fixing bugs, so we don't have to worry about it later. I don't care.
Well, on that same note, there's a possibility of getting some multiplayer with it. There is a list for a talented and experienced individual to help with networking aspects of Bioshock Infinite. And so they're looking for engineers to build the different systems for optimal networking, meaning multiplayer probably. Expanding the Unreal Engine 3 to address different issues with networking. So, and a lot of other things relating to networking. So when it comes to networking in games, we're not talking about knowing more people, we're talking about connections. So yeah. If they're talking about that, I'm sure there'll be some kind of multiplayer.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else besides that?
Not really, no.
What about you, Trent?
Yeah, I got one. I received an email today from Miss Ramsey over at Bethesda. And she sent me this nice email that says that they are going to be marking the 20th anniversary of Wolfenstein 3D, which was the original first-person shooter game. And it's going to be free to play now through a browser over at wolfenstein.bethesda.com.
Nice.
Or on the Wolfenstein Facebook page at facebook.com/Wolfenstein. So you can play the entire game for free on your browser while you're at work. So.
If I get some time.
Yeah.
See if it works.
Technically, you didn't install anything, so.
I'm sure there's some kind of plugin for it.
Yeah,
flash based,
probably.
Maybe?
But, well, yeah. But either way, it's there, so.
That'll go over real well.
In browser gaming.
Well, actually, one of the guys I work with made this really cute application where if you are at work, it's this little button that you can load a browser page in it, and it's just, you click anywhere other than scrolling, links will work and stuff. If you click anywhere, it hides the page and turns it into a work terminal with, like, data on the screen. Nice. And then you can click it again. Like, I think it's left click hides it, right click brings it back. So it's a cute little application he made. We don't use it, but it's funny. So I can load it up on a thumb drive if you want.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah. Bring a thumb drive.
This is a pretty clever idea.
Just a screenshot of it, you know? Screenshot of your workspace.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you can actually load in your own little screenshot, just an alt print screen, and then load it in.
Pretty good.
So it's pretty clever.
Kind of harping on something Holly was talking about earlier, Minecraft on Xbox 360 via download is available, but of course, the one thing that they didn't mention is if you don't have an HDTV and you don't run HDMI, you can't split screen.
Damn.
So, kind of a big deal for people that wanted to play on their old ass TV. Whatever.
I didn't know you could split screen anyway, so
yeah, you can split
screen. That's news to me.
Yep.
Did you have anything else, Trent?
No, I'm done.
Victor?
Specifically?
Yes.
On there? Oh, actually, I was just doing some browsing on the web, like I'm known to do at work instead of work. Oops. And then basically I came across this mall in London where you can actually live zombie survival. They give you airsoft guns and you survive zombie takeover in a mall.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah, we watched the preview, and I guess it's a mall that's about to be demolished. And so they give you airsoft guns, and they basically create a campaign for you, like a zombie video game campaign.
It's 4 hours total,
For like almost, what, $189?
It's like, what, 115?
119 pounds.
I think it might actually end up being 6 hours, because they go through with you for two hours.
Well, they said it was 4 hours.
And then they said
total.
4 hours of...
Oh, they did? Okay.
They said 4 hours of actually fighting zombies.
For people out there, what it is the first 2 hours is there's an elite SWAT team that basically is rescuing you, and they're basically running you through a very cinematic, they said, type feel experience with, like, zombies everywhere, and they're shooting shit, and they're getting you through, and then they abandon you, basically, for some reason.
Or they get killed.
Or they get killed off. And now you're left to basically try and work your way out over the rest of the campaign with airsoft rifles and a mall full of zombies. So
limited ammo.
I wonder how the biting works.
I don't know.
I think if they grab you long enough,
I think when they get
you're out. Yeah.
If the zombie's cute, I'll have at it. You know, I'll spend some time in that mall.
And they're British. And they're British, you know. So it's what they said, it's about a little bit out of reading. Like, I think it said like an hour out of reading or something like that. There's the mall.
It's outside of London, though, wasn't it?
They said
it's southwest
hours.
Of
2 hours
yeah,
outside of reading.
Southwest of
2 hours
of London.
Outside of London.
Reading. Yeah.
Well, it said London.
It did say
it said reading.
They said London.
That might have been the actual point.
And then they may have said...
Okay, maybe. But
that's where it was. But it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, it's everybody's dream. I'm seriously considering just blowing like 2 months worth of pay to fly over there and fight some zombies.
Just wait. It might catch on. They might bring it here.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Eastland Mall.
I mean, think about it. You drive past shopping Eastland centers Mall's that didn't make really it nice all now, the time. Been there. And you still with zombies and people working, they're making money. $200 I would gladly pay that.
Everybody always trashes on Eastland Mall. If you haven't been there lately, it's like super fucking nice.
You still work there.
They cleaned
so,
it
I mean.
Up. Like you were there with me, yeah. It's super nice now.
10 years ago, it was pretty grungy.
Yeah, but now it's DMV is in there as well as a bunch of corporate offices and a couple of different.
Well,
places,
it's not really a mall now, though, is it?
No, it's an office complex now.
I mean, I remember I used to freaking work there, and when I wasn't working, I'd grab my skateboard and skate through the mall as quick as I could and just like piss off people. It was fun to do. I was 16. I was like,
so they still have the movie theater in there. It's closed, but it's like still there. And you look at it, and it's like, I wonder if there's any dead children in there because it just looks kind of creepy.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
Yeah. So, but they still got the subway up there, and that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And banks, a couple banks are in there.
Yeah. What about that? Any other important information on that zombie mall though?
No,
anything
not
sticks
really.
Out to you?
I'm gonna link it on the site.
Machetes are not allowed.
Yeah. No bladed weapons.
No personal weapons. Please use the airsoft guns. These are not real zombies.
Yeah, I forgot I did have one other that was from Max Payne 3.
Oh yeah, what do you got on that?
That was at the Major League Gaming. The Pro Multiplayer Tournament will be held in New York City on May 14th for some Max Payne 3.
I told you the multiplayer is a big deal.
I know it is. It's just a question of do I want it on Xbox or PC? I kind of am leaning towards PC. So
if it's good enough, I won't maybe make a Gauntlet title out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm probably going to buy it on PC. So, why? Because I can preload
it. PC, then you can just...
Yeah. Well, it's mainly because I have to work in the morning, and I can go ahead and preload it and have it taken care of, and it's right there. So, shut up, you pre-comer.
Yeah. Jizz in my pants.
Yeah. So, it's not my fault you were rubbing my butt. Yeah,
I love that. Downloading all night, and I'm waiting to play Jizz in my pants.
So without jizzing in the pants, there was a really shitty game that
threw
came.
Threw it on the ground.
There was a really shitty game that came out a couple years back. Cannon Lynch 2.
Oh, yeah.
The camera angles on it really sucked. It was crazy all over the place.
It's like Cops.
It was like 3 hours long, but.
It's like a guy was running around with a crack hooker strapped to his back, trying to steady the camera.
Hold that thing straight, bitch.
Yeah.
Well, there's an attorney in Beijing that's suing the creators of the game, not because it was a bad experience, but because it portrayed the Chinese people in a bad light. He's suing them for get this 10,000 won, which is basically $1,500.
I would gift wrap that shit out of my
own
pocket.
An Asian attorney, he doesn't know how to do math.
He does math. He's just still Asian math.
He just thought that
$1,500 in damages isn't worth the fucking court costs.
He just thought that was a lot of
I would just gift it to him in some red ribbon and do it as a publicity stunt on the porch. So you got to travel to D.C. and I'll give it to you on the
porch.
We'll
settle out of court.
Yeah.
It was based in Shanghai and obviously there's a lot of Asian gangsters in that.
Ah, Shanghai.
Yeah.
That whore. Whore of a city. Bangkok's twisted sister.
Twisted Sister.
Come out and play. Anyway.
Well, there was a skull involved.
Yeah, there was.
Biker Fox what?
Oh, don't tag him. Fuck that guy.
Dude, my friend used to work for him for... She still, like, loves him to death. I mean, he's an a-hole if you're a dude, if you don't have, you know, boobs. But he's not a horrible human. He's just really weird.
Really fucking weird. Look him up.
No, I met him.
Everybody has, and... You just want to punch him later.
God.
Such a pretentious weirdo.
It's funny. I just don't mind the... I don't like the biker shorts all the time.
Yeah, the fox pants are basically... He's this weird-ass, like, internet bike star or whatever. I mean, basically all he does... He does bike tricks here in town. And he's always wearing spandex. So he's a guy with a fucking skullet. I mean, let's just face it. That's what
bald
it is.
Bald on top.
He's bald on top, long in the back. And he's always wearing tight pants to show off his junk.
He's always reminded me of kind of a necromancer from Diablo 2. He is a necromancer. I mean, you know,
he looks crazy.
He keeps his bone wand in his pants. You can see the sucker bulging. He's got Oom's Lament down there, dude. He's rocking some plus all the skill levels. Got it.
Yeah, he's just weird. But he gets annoying sometimes because he used to, like, drive around town on his bike and then, like, sit in the intersection on a green light and do tricks in front of your car. And you're like... I'm trying to get to work, asshole. Get the fuck out of the way. So, anyways, another thing that's kind of a big deal right now, there is some speculation. EA just recently announced that they're going to delay a key title next year. BioWare, obviously, is one of their main guys or main companies right now.
This is bullshit.
So, what it could end up being is they could end up delaying Dragon Age 3. That's the speculation. Oh. That could be pushed back to 2014, but it is speculation. I don't know for sure.
That's another 80 hours of your life you have to wait to waste.
Yeah, and you'll be back at that point.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, because you're going to the fucking chair force.
You know, gotta sit in a chair and type. Somebody's got to do it.
So, really, aside from that, I only had a couple more bits of news. Did anybody else have anything?
Uh-uh.
Trent?
No, that's about it.
Okay. One thing I wanted to bring up, we talked about the GTX 690, which is that crazy badass $1,000 graphic card that's coming out with the dual Kepler GPU. Fucking water cooled, and there's a picture of it that I'm going to link on the site.
Yeah.
This thing is enormous. You can look at that, it's sitting on a motherboard. It's basically like two cards like permanently SLI'd together.
Yeah.
It looks badass. It's fucking huge. But I want to post that to put it in perspective. One last bit of news that I have. So there's this game I've been curious about for a long time. It's a hyper-realistic, like, warfighter game. So in the vein of, like, Call of Duty or Battlefield, just more realistic than even that. I mean, obviously, like, one-shot kills, things like that. And that's Arma 2. Now, the thing that makes this good is... what the hell is the name of this? Okay, there's a mod that came out for this called DayZ. And what DayZ is it's basically this big-ass island that's inhabited by zombies. And so... the idea is to make a more realistic zombie game in the fact that when you type, you only certain people can see that, people that are in your vicinity, and people will either lead you into traps, they can steal your shit, or people will help you to, like, survive. So, like, there's some really good stories. If you go to Kotaku, they have a really good write-up on it. If you just look up DayZ or Arma 2, you'll find the story. But the game itself on Steam right now is only $20. It's only on PC right now, as far as I know. But it's got really amazing graphics. And on top of that, just the whole survival experience. I was, like, looking at his inventory, watching some people play through it. It's like he has, like, Pepsi and, like, fucking hot dogs and shit like that. And he's, like, trying to survive because they're also throwing the component of you got to drink so much every day, you got to eat so much every day to survive. On top of that, you know, ammo is really scarce and limited. And that's why people are luring you into traps. They can steal your shit. So in the video that they have on Kotaku, there's a guy that's out there sniping dudes. Like, telling him, oh, I'm friendly, and he's out in the window scoping these guys out, and he's just picking them off from the fucking window so that he can go down there and steal their shit.
Yeah.
But he can type in the thread and see what they're typing, too. So they're going back and forth trying to, you know, see if this guy's cool or not, and then eventually you see, like, everybody, like, huddled under the building hiding from sniper fire. So, really interesting thing. I think at some point I want to try it out with you, Trent, if you're down.
Yeah, I remember watching stuff for this before, and they had it on sale one day, and I debated on buying it.
I wish I had at this point.
Yeah, and I was sitting there looking at it, and then I was reading some stuff that some people had posted where they were bitching about the game, so I was like, I'll put it on my back burner. But I've been more and more interested in grabbing it and checking it out.
Well, especially for this mod, I mean, I'd be down for playing the shit out of this. So, really, that's all I got left for news. One other thing, of course, we want to bring up is we did the question like we did earlier today, and we'll be talking about it next week. So, Victor, run with it.
Basically, assuming I'm, you know, Peter Parker and I'm running around and get bit by the radioactive spider and start realizing, sorry, I'm Mumbly Joe over here, okay. But basically, start getting my powers. Nobody knows about them yet. I'm Spider-Man. I make my mask. Bam, mask is on. Do I want to go fight crime? Or go next door and tag Mary Jane, and that's pretty much the question. Which would you do?
Are you fresh out of walking out of the wrestling arena, and you want to go tag Mary Jane? Because that's...
No, it's kind of the next day, like you woke up, you're like, man, I don't have to wear my glasses today. You know what I'm talking about.
Actually, I like my glasses.
They became in style some random freak odd job, but I guess that's cool that we have to wear them and other people do it for fun. But... honestly, you go next door, you got your mask on, she's like, I saw you. And, you know, you do the old upside down kiss, and you, bam, you can tag it, and she doesn't know who you are. Wear that mask. Do it. Do it as Spider-Man. Role play it. Or go fight crime.
I would actually go and tag Gwen Stacy.
Oh, yes.
Because she's going to die, and if you're Peter Parker, you're a virgin. So, I mean, it's going to suck. So, consider kind of the practice girl. You know, get her out of the way. get your callus built up on
your
dick.
You gotta tag a hood rat first.
Yeah. Get your callus built up on your dick, and then go over to Mary Jane afterwards.
That's quite amazing, actually. No one left.
Well, it's amazing, Spider-Man.
No one lived to tell the tale. You know, yeah. How horrible it was. Yeah. So burn the tapes.
And then when which one was it? Was it Green Goblin?
Yeah, Green Goblin.
Yeah, when Green Goblin kills her, you can just be like, "Hey, thanks, man," and just walk off. Yeah,
dude, she was gonna talk to her friend Sarah later, and I was screwed.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go tag a redhead now. Fire crotch. So it's like I think my beef can take it.
Tink.
Yeah.
So putting that in perspective for you, Holly, what do you?
What would I do?
Fuck Venom.
If you woke up and you had spider powers.
If I woke up and I was Spider-Man.
Or woman. You're Spider-Woman. You can just unload web either on some way. Dude in bed with morning wood and just rape him. You know, get it?
Oh, man. I would probably just have to kill myself.
You wouldn't like those crazy powers?
I would not want to be Spider-Man.
Spider-Woman.
Or woman.
I hate spiders, personally, so I can kind of see where she's coming from.
Is I don't have a problem with spiders, no. I don't mind spiders at all.
So you're going to have to explain this. Why would you hate yourself?
Because I don't like Spider-Man.
Oh,
you got a hater over here.
Yes, you.
You got a hater.
You don't have to do anything. Right, that's the joy of it. This is you can go fight the crime. You can go get the one you've always loved and been dreaming of, or you can just say, "Hey, you know, I can
protect
myself."
It's easier to climb up on your roof now.
Yeah. Go stargaze it up, right?
No.
Go start digging in the yard in Minecraft.
Probably rob a bank or something.
Do it.
I
would become the villain.
Fight crime.
That is your prerogative. Do as you want.
With great responsibility comes, or great power comes great responsibility.
And great pleasure.
And great pleasure.
Web in your face. Oh.
I don't know what I'd do.
Is that web or is that something else?
It's both. Web first, then she can't see.
And then you can take off your mask.
Exactly. I like to get some breathing going. I'm a heavy breather.
Didn't you say you would unload on her like a housefly?
Yeah, I would. She would be a common housefly, and I would be unloading web on that.
Okay.
It'd be my.
I just think of like the creepy version of Spider-Man, with like you know the gay guy from Family Guy. Just like it's like I have to pretend the kids are that little fly that caught my web. Yeah, that's how I view you with women as if you were Spider-Man.
Oh, no.
It reminds me of Dr. Date Rape. You know,
oh,
you remember him?
Oh, no, Victor's not anywhere near.
No. But I remember when I asked him. No, there's this guy, and he was my ex guitarist.
I'm kidding here, you.
And
haters.
We called him Dr. Date Rape. But I remember one night we were sitting around just having this really dorky discussion with Steven, and Dr. Date Rape just says, "I think I'd be a light side Jedi." And I looked at him and I looked at Steve and we just started fucking laughing. He's like, "What?" And I was like, "Force rape is not a light side power." You know? Force persuasion used in the wrong way is not a light side power. He's like, "What? So I'd be a gray?" And I'm like, "No, you'd just be a fucking black."
He'd be more like a Jabba the Hutt, just in there freaking much. Commanding his slaves, like, "Do this, do that, and here's my, you know, bounty hunter."
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd take a year off just enjoying the spider powers. Then I'd make my decision then.
I would rob banks.
Working for a bank that doesn't
go... That's what
go,
I would do.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to get caught than
you. We can
rob banks together.
What do you do with money?
Sounds
like,
good.
What are you going to do with all that money?
Well, if I'm going to take a year
shit?
Off, you know...
You could just, you know...
Pick a
get
car
the shit
out and
yourself.
Walk out.
You don't have to use money.
Who uses
money? I mean, that's kinda,
wait a second.
That's where the
wait
trace comes. You
here's
can just
the thing.
Go take the
here's
stuff.
The thing. You need to keep incognito. So if you walk into a car in the middle of the night, pick the car up and walk out with it, they're going to be looking for that car. When they find you, they're going to arrest you. You're going to get in jail. You're going to use your spider powers so they get away. And then they're going to know you have spider powers. And
no,
you're no longer
incognito.
You're
going to sleep on the ceiling so you don't get butt raped.
Seriously, just go sleep, wake up. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Still in the suit.
Well, it's Peter Parker. He might like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, he was.
I mean, his first name is
How
Peter.
About the new Spider-Man that's coming out? Anybody see those trailers?
Oh, the emo one?
I think it's going to be even better.
It's
got
be,
Super Bad Woman in there, and I am all for some of that.
Super Bad Woman.
Emma Stone, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I do like Emma Stone.
Blonde as it gets.
I do like Emma Stone. She's dreamy.
And it's a little darker. It's a little darker. It's
really
a lot more...
I was expecting you to do, like, the Jim Carrey speech.
Oh, yeah.
But it goes along more with what we were talking about, though. Like, what would Spider-Man really do? He's not going to go out and just, I'm farting crime, derp-a-derp. No, he's actually going to be like... Holy shit, this guy killed my family. I'm going to go get revenge. I'm going to do what I want. Who's going to stop me?
Yeah, it's a story reboot, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's probably a really good thing
it's
that I don't have superpowers. I want them desperately, but I'd be a terrible.
Can you imagine
person.
Her with like PMS and superpowers?
Web in your face.
Be awesome.
Nah, She'll fucking choke you with a web. It won't be just like, you're stuck to a wall. I'm not going to fucking hang you from a tree.
I'm all for it. Hang me.
Yeah. She'd be like She-Ra, you know, on A Really Bad Day.
Oh, God, so,
like that Robot Chicken sketch. Where she's like, you know, She-Ra needs 4 days off, you know.
That was a massive, massive graphic card.
So, anyways, that wraps up our question. And, of course, we do have a gauntlet coming up. To those who don't know what the gauntlet is, it's where some of us jump on Xbox Live on Saturdays at 10 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah.
And we play a game. So, Holly, what game are we playing?
Gotham City Imposters.
Yeah.
I get a night off.
Yeah.
Me and Holly will be on there for sure. Yeah. So, find Like a Letty or Nostalgia, and we'll be Gothaming it up. So, with that, can I bring it to the end of the show? Want to go ahead and throw some shout-outs to our friends. Of course, I keep forgetting to do this for our friends at Elseworlds Podcast. You know those guys. Jesus and Chuck and Jen and Will. We also want to throw out okay.
I wasn't showing you my phone. I just said Left 4 Dead is my crack to somebody I'm talking to. So
we also want to throw out a shout-out to our cousin cast, the Royal Canadian Tiltsman. You can find them at rct.kiltcast.com or just click the damn link on our site. You can go ahead and find some more friends of ours locally, thecarouselpodcast.com. We also have a website that our friend Troy makes called extraplay.info that hosts us, along with the Carousel, along with a site called For the Love of Gaming, or yep. Forlog.
Forlog PC.
Good guys. And then, of course, we have bmfcast.com, which does old movies. Really funny guys. And they do another cast for gaming called noquarters.net. Trying to think, what else am I missing? Last but not least, of course, we have tvgp.tv. They do good things. And then, of course, we want you to find us on Facebook. So search Tiltcast on Facebook. Like us. We post our question there. You can email us at tbag@tiltcast.com. That's where we like to have our questions emailed to. Or you can just email us random shit. We don't mind.
Yeah. Also, you can find us on YouTube under The Real Tiltcast.
Mm-hmm.
You can find our video reviews on there for recent ones was Armored Core 5, Mass Effect 3, and Resident Evil, yeah.
We need to do another one that just hasn't been a major release soon. I think Max Payne comes
out. This next week we'll have Diablo 3 and Max Payne 3, yeah.
Do you want to... We'll try to post them like Friday next week or something.
We'll try and do them both within that week, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just the releases have been kind of light. One thing I did forget was new releases. Those are the two that we think that you should look up. I didn't get around to Starhawk. I'm sorry to everybody that did that. I ran out of money, just being honest.
Yeah, well, you had a vacation a trip for work you had to take, so, yeah.
Still waiting on money from that, so yeah. That's part of the reason. But, yeah, the two major releases next week, of course, we just want to look for Max Payne and Diablo 3. Everything else is ancillary, just saying. So, with that, find us on Tiltcast.com. Find us at Twitter.com/Tiltcast. Search us on Facebook. And, of course, write reviews for us and listen to us on iTunes if you search Tiltcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I will get the Stitcher up soon. I'll make an announcement when I do. So, anybody else have anything to add?
Nope.
All right. All out?
Yep, nope.
We'll see you guys next week.
See you later.
Later.